Some of what you are about to hear might be deemed offensive by some people. If you are insulted by people arguing about the New England Patriots and pretty much anything else, or by subjects like soap with a slot, gutter cleaners, people with big heads, Bilpolian, Egypt, wedge salads, and drilling for oil, you probably shouldn't listen to PFW in Progress. But if you do listen and hear something questionable, please do not be offended. We're just trying to entertain. In other words, some of the content of PFW in Progress may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
The following takes place between 12 p.m. and 2 p.m.
This is PFW in Progress.
Randy, off the internet.
No! No, come on! Leave me alone! But Sharon, I got stuff to do! I gotta see my credit rating, and I gotta send an email to Nelson and check out Foley's vacation photos.
You don't have to do all that now. You can do one more thing, and then it's bedtime.
One more thing?
PFW in Progress with Fred Kirsch.
Whoever this person is, he has played World of Warcraft nearly every hour of every day for the past year and a half. Gentlemen, we are dealing with someone here who has absolutely no life.
Paul Perillo.
Mom, tell them. Tell them I'm not fat, I'm just big bone. Tell them all their stories about how everyone in your family was big as a child but then boomed their bodies.
Oh, sweetie, those were all lies. You're just fat.
And Andy. And Andy?
I'm a pretty bad kid.
Really? What's the worst thing you've ever done?
I stole the head off a statue once.
Andy Hart.
Wow, that's pretty hardcore. That's like this one time when I didn't like a kid, so I ground his parents up into chili and fed it to him.
Eric Scalavino.
I'm not going to be confused anymore just because you say I should be. My name is Butch. I'm 8 years old, I'm blood type O, and I'm bi-curious.
PFW in Progress, part of the Patriots Football Network.
What? You've been on your computer all weekend. Shouldn't you go out and socialize with your friends?
I am socializing, Art Hard. I'm logged on to an MMORPG with people from all over the world and getting XP with my party using TeamSpeak.
I'm not an Art Hard.
All right, welcome to PFW in Progress. Thursday here at Gillette Stadium. Our last show of the week. We're winding down, getting ready for the Cleveland Browns. Certainly not looking past the Cleveland Browns because there's no way it could be a trap game.
Unless you're a young player like Jermaine Cunningham.
On some other team.
Who's had success at every level he's ever played at.
On a team not coached by Bill Belichick. Anyway.
Because coaches make tackles and they can really climb inside a young player's head and really, really get to the heart.
I was really saying that rhetorically. I didn't expect Big Head to jump right in there. But
no, you're lying. You expected me to jump right in and Big
Head. I like breasts. I'm passionate about breasts.
All right. Welcome to PFW in Progress. 508-543-7482. Is the Ace Ticket Hotline, webradio at patriots.com, is the email address. Join us!
Is the stadium on fire?
For the next 2 hours. Somebody, I think, burnt some toast or something.
It smelled all the way down when we came out of the locker room, which is what, 80 yards down the hallway here, and right. Now it stinks in here. What's going on?
I don't know.
I'm worried.
I think somebody had a fight with a toaster or something, or a microwave.
And where's my pizza?
Pizza? All right, guys, what's going on? You just came out of the locker room. I stopped in there, and it was pretty empty.
Except for media.
Yeah, yeah, it was sparse again today.
Thursday's
becoming Friday.
Yeah?
Uh-huh. It used to be Friday. There was very little activity in there, and now all of a sudden Thursdays are becoming like Fridays.
It must be the schedule of the meetings or something.
It could be.
You know?
I got a chance to...
is that legal?
I caught up with Logan Mankins.
And?
Just kind of... small talk back and forth, asked him how things were going, how much work he had been able to do, and he wasn't obviously willing to say how far he was from being able to play or whatever, just, going to keep working. He felt pretty good yesterday, he said, at practice.
Yeah.
Took a few reps out there, was able to get some reps, felt good about that. Then we joked around a little bit, and I went back over to Eric and Andy, and Eric reminded me, I remember we told the story about how he canceled his subscription. His parents canceled his PFW subscription, so I went back over to him
right. And
said, hey, did you know that your father canceled your subscription when you were a holdout and wrote, my son doesn't play there anymore? He thought that was the funniest thing ever.
He cracked up. He's like, hey, Wendell, listen to this.
He grabbed Ryan Wendell, told him the whole story, and they're laughing. And then he goes, I had no idea he did that. So Andy quickly said, well, Logan,
feel free
make
to
sure,
tell him to,
yeah. 1-800-494-PATS. We can use the subscription.
Sure.
A little side story I did. We mentioned Wendell, and have we talked about this on the air, the Wendell Ornberger thing?
The sprinting into the locker room? I don't know if we've ever.
We like to bring these little stupid flavor items to the fans here on PFW Progress. When they leave apparently some sort of offensive meeting and come in, they're racing to the training room. I don't know if it's the cold tub or to get first in line to get taped, but I mean, it's literally, it reminds me of Tom Cruise and the other driver in Days of Thunder when they race to everything. Literally, they hurdle chairs. Rich Hornberg will be running down and hurdle over a chair to get to the door first. It's one of the, just one of those things. It's inexplicable, strange.
And it looks like it could end in disaster.
Yeah, when he catches a toe on a chair and goes face first into the concrete floor,
right,
won't be so funny anymore, but these guys are competitors.
It just looks like it's bound to end in disaster.
But there is no more locker room games going on. You know,
nope.
Backgammon.
Nope.
Long dominoes,
gone. Hard to find.
All that's gone.
Yep.
Yeah.
Haven't seen it in at all this year.
Yeah. I wonder why, because a lot of the offensive linemen that
used to play
are still here. It's not like all the guys that played those games are gone.
I've been told there's a game table set up somewhere else.
I think
probably what it is.
It's harder to find players.
I think they're in the back somewhere.
The game table is set up somewhere else.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that makes sense. There you go.
It was kind of cool, though, when they were right in the middle there. At least, you know, it's not like you could talk to them while they were playing.
There were two sets. There was the dominoes guys, and then there was the
backgammon.
Triangles back and forth on the board. The dominoes were heated at times.
Oh, yeah.
Probably 4 or 5 years ago.
Well, they used to
slamming things to the table.
Vrabel used to set up tournaments, too, and a lot of the guys would play. A lot of the offensive linemen would play at those,
it's probably
too.
Like 10 grand on the line. That's probably why it was heated.
Yeah, so. And then there was, of course, back in the good old days, Freddie, as you recall, when Ferrett Collins used to play cribbage.
Yeah.
And I happened to walk by, and he told me to haul ass. Fred thinks it's great.
Playing cribbage? He felt like a badass while playing cribbage?
Right. I go, what do you got, a little cribbage action? Haul ass.
While he was counting 15-1, 15-2, 15. What a loser.
That's a great game. You ever play?
For old people, it's a great game.
You play team cribbage, you know, 2-on-2. It's fun.
Naked?
It's really fun. Well, why does it automatically have to do with
I don't see how a game that my mother enjoys playing is cool.
Oh, we used to play at lunch. It got heated. Yeah. Ugh. It was good.
No.
All right. Webradio at patriots.com is the email address, 508-543-7482. Since we last joined you, Randy Moss has become a member of the Tennessee Titans. Thoughts?
I saw a good, what was the line, a headline? It had to do with the Titans sinking the Titanic. He could now be a Titanic collapsing for the Tennessee. That's kind of how they're taking it. I'm stunned.
You're stunned?
A little bit. I don't think that's a good fit. I really don't.
Really?
I mean, you have no quarterback. And if it's Vince Young, it's a guy who's not that accurate, not that consistent. I don't think it's a good fit for them.
Yeah, but, you know, they do have a strong head coach.
Yeah, so did we.
You know?
Did he stop Randy Moss from going to the podium
Bengals game? Whoa, hold on for a second. Randy Moss has been here since 2007.
Right.
Okay. I think the Patriots have gotten a lot out of Randy Moss.
Right.
And I think that people, when they signed Randy Moss, knew eventually something like the fact that they got through into the fourth season, I think that's all bonus.
Maybe.
I really do.
I don't like the move for them.
I think it's a very no-risk move for Tennessee because I think they needed something with Kenny Britt out. So they could sit there and do nothing and hope that they continue to kind of get by. I don't think they're a great team. I think they're playing reasonably well, and they're in the thick of things. They're a fringe playoff team right now at 5-3. They need some help.
They need
now,
some help.
Now, Andy's right. The potential.
But I don't even think it's a good football move.
I think it's a good football
move. He wants to
move.
Run straight down the field for a quarterback to throw him bombs. I don't think, they have the quarterback to throw him the bombs because I think – Vince Young throws a terrible deep ball. If you've ever seen it, it wobbles as it leaves his hand because he palms the ball when he throws it.
This is your guy.
Let me go
back. I love Vince Young, but for Randy Moss, not the
I want to get back to the
fit.
Randy Moss that you wanted to get back because you thought he did what for Minnesota?
Opens up the field.
Okay, so why can't he do that for Tennessee?
I think he can.
With Chris Johnson?
I think he can. I think he'll help Chris Johnson, but who else is he helping? Do they have an athletic playmaker underneath?
No, but
do they have a really good tight end?
They have a decent tight end.
I don't know who their tight end. Jared Cook
isn't, and Bo Scafie is there too.
Isn't
right?
Kenny Britt pretty decent?
Yeah, he's out.
He's hurt.
He's the guy that Moss is replacing for four games.
He's kind of
the
reason.
They want Moss to replace Britt. Nate Washington's not a bad guy, but he's more of a deep threat. I agree with Andy in the. I think it's more likely to end badly because that's what it always ends badly with Moss.
Right.
But. I don't think they have anything to lose. That's the difference. I think the Patriots had a lot to lose. At 6-1, things are going okay.
See, I think if the Titans are going to be as good as they can be, they're going to be like the Patriots this year, I think they're going to be scrappy. I think they're going to be playing some defense.
So why can't they do that with Randy Moss?
Well, I've been told you can't. That the two are mutually exclusive.
Because one guy on the radio saying that, now you're being told. Come on. Use your brain, for Christ's sake.
The way he changes his arguments.
It's unbelievable.
Midstream. From one day to the next.
Let's be honest. I've learned from the master.
Well, no. Fred does it in the same argument. You do a different. You argue diametrically opposite things from one day to the next.
But I really do think that if the Titans, whatever they're going to be, whatever their best is Chris Johnson running, is playing some defense, is being a tough, dirty team.
So you can get three or four games out of Randy Moss before he realizes that, and then he blows up and you get rid of him. I mean, what's the big deal?
Goes back on waivers.
Look, if when, you know, everybody's, you know, crowding the box to stop Brown, you can throw one over the top to Moss once a game.
Johnson.
Why not? I mean,
Brown,
Johnson.
Chris Brown?
Culpepper.
I don't know who I'm thinking of on that one.
They had Chris Brown for a while.
Yeah.
Was a running back.
I'm thinking of Johnson.
Culpepper.
But, you know.
I'm thinking of Johnson. Mark tape on that one.
But, you know, if once a game he's good for an over the top bomb, that's worth it.
Yeah, but I don't think there's much chance of completing it. Wobbly duck from Vince
Young. Well, why do they have Kenny Britt? Why don't we just get rid of him, too?
I think Kenny Britt, at this point, is a far more well-rounded receiver than Randy Moss is.
He's been a big play guy for him this year.
But
he makes
catches. Randy Moss wants to run deep.
He's got a lot of touchdowns. He only has, I think, like 25 catches, but he has 7 touchdowns.
It's fine.
But he's been productive.
Some of them, which they weren't even throwing to him.
I like Kenny Britt.
Scott, New Hampshire says, if you don't believe Vince Young can get the ball to Moss, why does Moss open up the field any more than the next wide receiver?
Well, there's a fear. The fear factor is a big part of Moss.
If you need to have that answered, I don't know. I mean, we can't just put Matthew Slater out there and open up the field. You have to have a guy who, you know, has a threat of being able to make a big play.
It's true. And you have that threat immediately.
I am as down on Moss as anyone. I have been for a while. I told you before, you know, way back in the offseason, I wanted no part of re-signing him. But let's not just say he's not a threat anymore.
Right.
He's still a threat to open the field up.
Yeah. All right, so he is now a Titan. Patriots don't play the Titans unless, of course, they meet in the playoffs. I think the Titans are one of those dark horse teams that could surprise people. The problem is the Colts are starting to play well. They're starting to get a little bit of, you know, there's a lot of hope in Indianapolis now because Manning's starting to find his groove. And the Texans, you know, they might continue to play. I don't know. They could also drop off. But I think that the Titans are looking at two teams ahead of them that they, you know.
Yeah, but Houston is.
Titans are ahead of Houston.
Are they right now?
Yeah.
And Houston is.
I mean, it's a half game because of byes, but they both have 3 losses.
Yeah.
5-3, Tennessee.
But there was a time where Houston wasn't the competitive team that they are now, and so it's a 3-way race.
Houston has disappointed me more than impressed.
Oh, they have. I think
very late.
If I'm Tennessee and my main competition, if I say to make the postseason,
week.
I need to beat Houston, I'm okay with that.
Houston had one good week, opening day. Haven't played well since.
So
they're not ready for the next step that everybody's
trying
to
put. But I think the Titans do, and I think they should feel they have a shot this year.
Well,
they do.
Of course they do.
And I think, you know, let's
there
go for
it. There's a very crowded AFC playoff race. I mean,
I'm sure they have something written. You know, like Paul said, it's a low-risk thing. It's not a long-term deal. If they don't like them, they cut them.
Yeah,
right, exactly.
There's 8 teams for 5 spots. If you assume that only one playoff team is going to come out of the AFC West, the division winner, you know, I think Oakland's 4-4 in second place.
Yeah.
So assuming that only the division winner, you have the 3 in the South that you already mentioned. You have Baltimore and Pittsburgh in the North, and you have the 3 in the East with the Jets, Patriots, and Dolphins. So
there is a risk.
3 teams that are probably going to be pretty decent teams at the end of the year will not be in the playoffs.
Right.
There's certainly a risk to your team. I mean, Minnesota is now in shambles. Percy Harvin wanted Moss to stay because Percy Harvin felt like Moss made him better. So it only takes him a couple weeks to make friends, open up some opportunities for Bo Scaife. And Bo Scaife and he are having dinner 3 nights a week, and Bo Scaife is pissed when you cut Moss. So there is a
risk. Much has gone on this week with Moss. I mean, this year with Moss so far that players know what's going on.
But players like him.
I know,
but that's the bottom line.
He's the Pied Piper.
Yeah.
So there's a risk involved there.
Yeah.
The players love him.
But if he starts misbehaving, players know. They have their expectations, too.
Well, he misbehaved in Minnesota, and there's still some people in Minnesota who don't understand why he's not there anymore.
But now this
there's a lot of other people that are glad he's gone.
Right. But that fractures
I
the
actually
locker
don't
room.
Think
there's
they're
a division
are,
there.
See, I actually don't think they're in as much shambles now as they were when he got there.
Who?
Minnesota. I think Minnesota was a train wreck before.
Well,
certainly
if Sidney Rice comes back and it looks like he's close, they could actually
be
better.
He's activated.
Yeah.
They took him off PUP.
Yeah, so they you're right. You know, and Favre, who knows? It looks like he's healthier now than he was 3 weeks ago.
I mean, it's going to be all about
that,
how he plays.
Yeah. I think Sidney Rice is mildly irrelevant. It's about Favre. It's what he does, what he's capable of doing, what his mind and body allows him to do.
If Rice plays well, Harvin will be just as productive as he was. Now, if they lose, maybe. If they don't have Rice in, now that you take Moss out, and maybe he goes back to an outside guy the way he was early in the year, maybe he's not as suited for that role. But if he stays in the slot, I think he can be just as productive as he has been.
Webradio at Patriots.com, 508-543-7482 is the Ace Ticket Hotline. Lots of emails still coming in about the AK-47 show.
Yeah, but they're all coming from Kay Collins at Patriots.com.
No. Gene in Daytona Beach. I would like to rate the best shows on the radio for me, and please, more Pete Shepard in AK-47. Number one is the Pete Shepard show. Two is the AK-47 show starring Andy Hart and Kevin Collins. Three is PFW. Four is Playbook. Five is Dale and Holly. Six is The Big Show. Seven, Dennis and Callahan. And eight is Planet Mikey. And he does not like Gresham Zolak. So,
but they didn't even rate.
No, but he just wanted to make that note that
no one
if
does.
There was another list of things he didn't like, they would be on that list.
So, so just to recap, a show that has been on once was his second favorite show ever.
And the show that doesn't really exist.
Brendan from Fitchburg. Hey, Fred, Paul, Andy, and Kevin. I love PFW and have been listening for about 4 years, but the AK
just go stop listening.
But the AK-47 show is like signing a new exciting rookie on the team. You're interested to see how they develop. I tried to start an AK-47 fan club on Facebook. Sorry, Andy and Kevin, I'm the only fan so far.
Kevin will sign up. Don't
worry. Don't worry about that. Kevin will take care of it.
He's already been having people email you and me personally, Fred, about the show.
He was sending Andy and I emails yesterday.
Well, he told me his Facebook has blown up.
What the hell is wrong with him?
Now to football. Do you think Brady plays better with Mankins back?
I think we
finally
found somebody with a bigger head than Andy.
No. Let's not get out of control.
I'm aware he's just excited. That's all. It's nothing to do with ego. It's just excitement.
Oh, no. This has a lot to do with ego.
Yeah. I'm aware statistically he's similar to 03 and 04, but watching the games, most people would agree he's often throwing rockets at the feet of receivers. I believe Fred's explanation was that the O-line wasn't doing its job as well as it should. When Mankins comes back, do we see Brady making better throws? Does the offense's production increase?
So that was your explanation, that the O-line wasn't doing its job properly?
My actual explanation was Brady was lacked a little bit of confidence, and whether or not it was perception or real, I think he felt hurried on a few of his throws, yes.
When did recently or all year?
No, I think I said that maybe after the San Diego game, perhaps. Yeah.
San Diego
I felt
game,
that
he was
way
under siege.
In week... Was it week one?
Yeah, remember right.
When he dove to the ground, assuming that he was going to get hit, never got hit, got up and made the throw?
It might have been a preseason game. I think it was a preseason game.
That goes all the way back to the preseason. I felt that way early in the year. I don't feel that way now. I think throwing the ball at the feet of a receiver is when he's legitimately pressured and feels like he has to get rid of it. And that's the safest bet for him.
Warren in London says, I really enjoyed the AK-47 show. I know Kevin gets a bit of stick from Andy, but I actually think he adds to the show.
His stick is nowhere near Kevin.
It was nice for him to have an active role in one off show. His knowledge of the game is really good, and I think you should try and find a way to get him onto a show with one or two co-presenters. This gets me onto Shop Talk. I never listen to the show and will not. How can there be a weekly show for Shop that fails? Having been over last week, I can say the Shop is a disgrace. Such a big shop, and it has very little in it. I made this claim last year and was laughed at. How can you find a Branch Blue Number t-shirt in the Reebok store and not in the Pro Shop? It's time this thing is sorted out. Why don't they sell more things like a Brady poster? It's time to get improved. Wow. I don't know if you weren't looking in the right place, Warren, because that place has tons of stuff.
It does. I don't know about the specific.
And
it also makes sense, by the way. The Branch thing would be new because he's only been on the team a couple weeks. Reebok makes those shirts. It's a Reebok product.
6 months in advance.
No. It's a Reebok product. Wouldn't it make sense that they'll put it in their own store first? They'll fill their own shelf first and then get it to the Patriots Pro Shop?
Well, I don't even think that's the point because I've talked.
I would if I were Reebok.
I've talked to Ken Flanders before, and when it comes to jerseys, those authentic jerseys, you do have to get your orders out.
No, I know, but that's irrelevant.
Flanders is the only
Reebok didn't make
here.
Deion Branch blue Patriots shirts 6 months ago. He was a member of the Seattle Seahawks. No one knew he was going to be a Patriot. They clearly made them in the last 3 weeks. But if I made my first batch that came off that little silk screener machine, does it go to the Patriots, where I get a portion of the money, or does it go to my Reebok store where I get all the money? I'm sending it to my Reebok store, especially since I'm this close to being out of the league anyway, so I don't need any favors from the stinking team down the road.
Let's see. Another Barry Inseong.
Chris Gokong.
Writes in, and he says, Pats fans will be meeting up at the House of Q's on Saturday night at 6:30 for a party. Cost is $15 a person, which covers a buffet of fajitas, tacos, mozzarella sticks, and chicken wings. On Sunday, this group will also plan to caravan to the tailgate location, but details are still being determined. For more information, join the Patriots Tailgate Yahoo group.
That's awesome. Chris Gokong and Barry Inseong are going to be in the same place.
We're 0.3 miles from. We could actually walk to it, so if we wanted to.
And play a little pool.
So that's the House of Q's Saturday night, 6:30. If you're a Patriots fan and you're in the vicinity, check it out.
Check it out.
Webradio@patriots.com is the email address. 508-543-7482 is the phone number. Eric is at practice.
Yes.
Where he is?
He'll be by later.
Yeah. He just cracks himself up.
That cracks me up every time.
I enjoy it.
I'm not doing it with you.
Did you go over the maneuverings of the practice squad?
No.
Jonathan Crompton added, Darnell Jenkins placed on injured reserve from the practice squad, and Paul, you have the other name that you want to offer up.
Couldn't even give you a guess.
I don't either.
Yeah.
Do you have the email open?
Washington?
I thought it was funny. And
D lineman, right?
Washington? No? I don't know.
Lincoln? In yesterday's Bill Belichick press conference, Mike Reese was asking about that, and Belichick goes, thanks, Mike, for keeping me on my toes about all that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mike is...
Got to get all those names straight.
Attention to detail.
PFW and friends, huh?
Yeah. Especially on this team, you never know when somebody from the practice squad could be.
He's number 93. I will say that because I happened to catch a clip on the news last night, and I saw a 93 in the background, and I was thinking to myself,
Marcus Morrell?
Who's 93? Who's the practice squad guy that I wasn't aware of. So.
Sure. All right.
So they now have a full roster and practice squad.
Okay.
So at whatever point Logan Mankins wants to be activated, there will be a subsequent move.
All right. Anything else we need to cover before we get into more emails and calls and all that?
I mean, it's official now. Sean Merriman is a Buffalo Bill. I don't know if you want to address that.
Yeah, you know, that was interesting. And as soon as I heard it, I said, yeah, why not? They love their linebackers up
in
Buffalo.
And they need 3-4.
Well, they need 3-4 linebackers because they switched to the 3-4 and they do not have 3-4 personnel. And it's been a real struggle for them because they just don't have the proper personnel for it.
Plus, he's relatively young, so they could be getting a guy, not just like Moss is in Tennessee for 8 games, 9 games, whatever. I mean, Merriman, if he comes back, who knows? You may have got the guy, then you sign him to an extension. Maybe you can get a 10-sack guy off the scrap heap.
I also thought it was interesting in the Moss side that Tennessee was the only one that claimed him, which I'm a little surprised by that.
I am, too.
I'm not stunned, but
apparently
I'm a little
Jeff
surprised.
Fisher was wrong.
Is that official? Do we know that for sure?
Well, that's what they said yesterday.
Who's they?
Schefter,
Pro Football Talk, Schefter. Okay.
It's not official, though. It's a report. I mean, the league didn't say no one else claimed
it. Oh, no. I mean, if that's what has to make it official, the league has to make an announcement, then it'll never be official.
Right.
Because if you were a team making a claim and you don't get them, wouldn't you not want people to know that you made the claim?
But it's not up to you. Everybody gets a copy of the
wire.
The wire
is available. Yeah.
But I think as a professional courtesy, you don't tell, you know, you wouldn't want somebody telling your business, so they kind of have an agreement.
See, I think it's as official as it can be because I'm quite certain that whoever, if it's a guy like Adam Schefter that reported it, he saw the wire.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Well, Florio joked about it on Dennis and Callahan.
Yeah, in other words, he's seen the wire often.
He says, I haven't seen it, not within the last 20 hours or anything. And he said it does specifically say on the top of it not to be
dispersed.
Right.
But it is.
There's a lot of stuff like that we find out that isn't supposed to be found out.
Sure.
You know, if Titans, the Browns claimed
only
him,
team
you know,
to put in a claim, Adam Schefter speaking.
If
right
the
now.
Browns claimed him, you don't think Bill would say, you know, leak it to somebody that the Browns claimed him, or you know, there's all these little back
Maybe.
And forth relationships.
I do think that is interesting, Paul. That if it's true, that only one team put in a claim for
I'm
him.
Surprised by that.
Yeah,
I am too. I thought there would be at least four or five teams that needed wide receiver help that would put in a claim.
Yeah, I'm not as surprised.
I'm not stunned by it, but I am surprised, especially when all the reports came out yesterday of all the teams that supposedly planned
right.
on it.
Right.
You know, the Washingtons, the San Diegos. I think even Miami was listed.
Well, maybe the word got out that there weren't a lot of teams actually, and they were all hoping he would go through the waivers.
I think that may have been it, Freddie. And yeah. I also think that the fact that Moss put it out there that he wasn't just going to report to anybody may have had some teams scared off. And I think you're right. I think some teams may have been rolling the dice. Now, we won't put in a claim for him. We'll hope he gets through and see if we can sign him that way. But, to me, that's a foolish way of going about it. You put in a claim, you do everything you can to get the guy if you want the guy.
Yep. Okay. And we'll get the injury report from Eric when he gets here, who was out there and who wasn't. But the first one came out yesterday. Aaron Hernandez wasn't on the field, but it wasn't injury-related is what we're told.
That's what he was in the locker room today. He was in the locker room today saying, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Where were you? I don't know.
Fred Taylor was not out there yesterday?
Right. Correct.
Jared Page. Jared Page wasn't out there.
Right. Deion Branch is still limited.
Is he?
Yeah.
Matthew Slater still limited.
Okay. Boy, that Deion Branch, huh?
I mean, it is what it is.
The wind blows.
But, I mean, it's kind of like Moss. You take the off-field baggage with Moss. When
right.
you take Deion Branch, you know he's fragile. There's a chance he could be hurt the next day. I mean, we saw it for the whole time he was here, sitting out preseason games, playing in 11 games this year, sitting out a couple of weeks. It's what he is.
Right. But when I say that, Paul yells at me.
What?
That he is injury prone.
No, you said that only when he wasn't here.
Yeah, you didn't say it from
I said that might one
You didn't say it from 02 to 05.
I said that might be one of the reasons why they didn't want to give him a big
after
long-term
he left.
Contract.
Yes, that is what you said. That's correct.
One
I
of
agree
the reasons why
You're right. That is what you said after he left.
If he stayed, then I couldn't say that because they would have given him a long-term contract.
No, you couldn't have said it because you wouldn't allow yourself to say it.
You don't think that was a factor?
I do.
I do think that was
okay,
a factor.
Okay, so then why if I say it, you
doesn't
make
mean
fun
it, lost a bit of credibility.
Doesn't mean it's right is my point. That is what they thought.
And were they right
they
or
took
not?
Him back.
Were they, Paul, different circumstances completely.
They overpaid to get him back.
Come on. God. It's just like you can never win.
That's
no,
right.
Because you.
No matter what they do,
with you, it's
the
all
wrong
about,
thing.
No,
and if you defend them,
no,
then you're just being a homer.
Wrong.
Like
wrong.
Me, who has
you
him atop his power
don't even
ranking.
Believe your own crap.
I'll
give you an example
no.
right
don't.
Now of the most recent thing. Did I think the Patriots were wrong with Logan Mankins?
I don't know. Did you?
No. What do you mean you don't know? Did I ever criticize the Patriots for not giving giving in to Logan Mankins?
No.
Did I criticize the Patriots for trading Randy Moss?
I don't know. Did you?
All right. We can just pretend that we don't know how we all
feel
about these
subjects.
I don't
know because according to Mike Felger, you've had a couple different arguments.
Okay. We can just pretend that you don't know what Andy feels about these things and what
I feel. Andy certainly changes his argument.
We'll just move on.
No, I don't. Stop.
6-10. Now
Deion
we're going
Branch,
to the Super Bowl.
I think allowing Deion Branch to leave in 05 was a mistake. I thought it then. I still think it now.
I do too.
Okay,
but
that's all.
I said at the time, and I'll say it right now, that one of the factors they thought probably was injuries, and that's
But you say these things as if like I thought they had no reason in the world to let the guy go. I believe you that was one of the factors. I believe they were wrong.
Well,
that's all. Randy Moss, I believe they were right. So I don't just believe whatever they
do
is wrong.
Hasn't the evidence proven that he
no,
is injury prone?
He was exactly as productive in Seattle as he was in New England.
But maybe they thought he should be more, but except for he's always hurt.
Well, that's fine. Instead, it cost
and maybe they thought the same thing in
instead,
Seattle.
Instead, you
which
had
is
to have
why
a complete,
for the last 2 years they've been trying to get rid of him in Seattle.
You had a complete and total. They were trying to get rid of him in Seattle.
He's been on the. They've been talking about him.
The
Seattle
Patriots
getting,
have been talking about picking him up for 2 years. Obviously, if he was on the block, he would have been gone.
The word out of Seattle for the last 2 years is this could
no,
be the time
the
where they get
rid of
him.
The word out of New England the last 2 years is that this
New
is
England.
The time Seattle's going to get rid of him. That's been the word out of New England. If Seattle wanted to get rid of him, they'd have gotten rid of him.
Not all.
And the Patriots wouldn't
easy.
Have had to completely overhaul their wide receiver core in 07 to replace him. Fact, not opinion.
Okay.
He's actually morphing into Felger now.
It's just the way you just only see one side of every single story.
Oh, I'm the one that has the Patriots at number 2 in the power rankings.
except you'll pick the number except two you'll team never, to beat the number one
yeah,
team.
Yeah, except for you'll never pick against the number two team ever.
You know, I apologize for siding for the most the winningest team
no,
in the last
decade. No, don't spin this. We have them atop our power rankings.
We have them at one. We're the ones that are going on the side of the winningest team of the last decade.
So you're the ones that always defend the Patriots, not me then.
Exactly.
Okay.
No, I take the side that I feel is right at that time. Right. You only take one side.
99% of it is the other side.
No. I just gave you two most recent examples.
Mankins. Absolutely, Mankins
and Moss. Yep. The two most recent examples of transactions they've made. I think the Patriots were 100% right on.
I think that you're starting.
Does that make me right? No, I might be wrong.
You're starting to turn. I appreciate that. You're coming on the bandwagon.
I take them all. I take them all case by case.
You're not on the bandwagon,
Andy. I take
Paul
them all,
and I are.
I take
he
them all case
the
by case, Andy. Is that?
That's what I do.
I mean, is there anything wrong with that? I'm like
That's
Bill.
Why I had faith
I'm
in
like
the defense
Bill in that
when
regard.
Fred didn't.
I like when Bill says, I can't go by what happened last year. That has no bearing on this game. That's how I treat it. I know that you like to fall back on the winningest team of the decade, but somehow the Colts stink.
Well, by the way,
even
Bill,
though they're like one game behind in the last decade.
Well,
Bill does
and
that
if
as
I was,
well.
And if I
he
was,
said we won more teams,
and
more
Paul,
games than any team in the last decade.
And Paul, if I was picking the Colts pretty much every week to win, wouldn't that be?
But you don't.
I think I do.
You don't. You don't.
Oh, my God.
He's got the notebook.
Yeah, check it.
No, don't. It's going to be boring radio.
We got to play him one day at a time.
But here's lunch.
But if someone was always picking the Colts, would you call them a homer?
I'd call them a winner.
Pick Houston
they were
last
in
week.
Indianapolis, yes.
Yes, depends where they live.
Yeah, exactly. You know? Exactly.
Well, you have to be in the place to be a homer.
Well, picked picked Washington the week before.
You
Mr.
picked
I
Washington
pick,
over
Mr.
the Colts?
Mr. I picked the Colts every week.
I thought
I'll give you the nod.
On.
You picked him at home against Kansas City. Good job.
You picked Washington over the Colts?
I said it was my upset of the week. I thought with all the injuries in Indianapolis, maybe it was time.
The
Plus,
Colts
you like to pick
suck.
Against Colts. I would love to, but you can't all the time
you
because
do it
they're good.
You do it enough.
You know?
And you picked Houston opening day. Three times you picked against the Colts.
Did I get that one right?
Seven games.
Did I get it right? Was I right or wrong?
Do you not
You
know
were right
answer?
That time. You were right. wrong the other two.
Do you
so
know
you're one
answer?
And two picking against the Colts.
I know you struggle in Texans games because you still think that we beat the Texans last year.
We
Brilliant.
Did.
We did.
The end of that game
dominated them.
What about the beginning of it?
Count.
When Arian Foster was running all over you.
What about the beginning of the game? Did that count?
Yeah,
you served as the springboard for his career.
We were well on our way of to winning that game.
Until
you were well on your way to losing it.
until Brady threw an interception?
Webradio at Patriots.com is the email address. 508-543-7482 is the phone number. I'll stick with the Patriots every time.
Except when they go to the Steelers.
No matter what you say.
Except for when it comes to saying they have the best record in football.
Which is where we have them number one. Thank you.
You can paint the picture of me being anti-Patriots all you want, but I think
you are a little
people
bit.
Know.
No,
but
you had no faith
arguments.
In the defense,
we're trying to
and you
point
have
out,
low
Fred,
in your power
you
ranking.
You can't say I'm anti-Patriots and
Fact,
a homer at the
opinion.
Same time.
You will stick with the Patriots all the time, but you're trying to paint Andy and I as never being with the Patriots.
Not
we're,
never.
We're pointing out
Not
several
never.
Examples
and besides,
where you're wrong.
I didn't mention Andy's name. I'm just talking about you.
all right. Well, you're pointing out the most recent major transactions they've made.
I love it. After
I'm right with you.
After Paul was on with Felger and he got off the air, they go, it's amazing. He hates the Patriots.
He said something about it. He disputes the facts. Like, he has the facts. It'd be like if I said, no, the Patriots are 1-6. It's a fact. They're only 1-6.
I just think it's
six.
Funny that he goes on the air and says he hates the Patriots.
Paul
Perillo, Patriots
he goes,
Football Week.
I didn't say that. Sunshine.com, and he hates the Patriots.
I didn't say that.
No, Felger
said
it. Felger said
There's a big difference.
See, and I
he's a moral.
And I know that Paul doesn't hate the Patriots.
Paulie,
what
Paul
he hates is the fans.
Patriots Football Week.
And
what I hate is you.
He likes
Let's get it straight.
He loves to make Patriots fans upset because he thinks they're stupid.
I do that.
Yeah.
I don't want to get them upset.
And so no matter what they're saying, Paul likes to make sure that, you know, he disagrees with
He can't let a single flawed argument or statistic or opinion pass. I've noticed it with the callers. Like, somebody will be saying, and, you know, John from Dallas will call in, and he'll have 9 out of 10 things he says are
right.
Well,
that game was on a Sunday.
And Paul will jump all over the 10th thing and drive it down his throat.
Andy's right about that. That's a big-time flaw for me. I can't do it.
He can't let it slide.
He's right. I can't. He's absolutely right. That's me in a nutshell. It's a big nutshell.
I was going to say a very large nutshell. That's not fun if you take them.
No, because that's what you're so predictable. I just feel like let's cut out the middleman.
Growing nutshell.
James in
See,
Brisbane
those are the old Vikings uniforms,
writes in.
By the
he
way.
Goes, first things first, from the end of last week's show where Andy said if Jen Sturger had pictures of her available, he'd rush for it. Well, good news. She apparently did a shoot for Maxim a few years ago.
Yeah, I need to see Nip. No, I need to see Nip.
Yeah, you can't get him here.
Now I assume
they get blocked.
I assume he's rushed to his office.
What kind of block is that, Paul?
C-block.
I assume he's rushed to his office to check for himself. So bye, Andy, and on to my actual email. Enough with the damn power rankings argument. That's why a lot of the NFL fans I talk to hate them, because it gets so irritating and minute when trying to separate two teams of the same-ish level. According to records, the Patriots are the best team in the league right now and may stay that way for at least another week. I'm looking forward to the Steelers game, but it's still a week away.
They may stay that way
for at least another week.
Now on to more important matters. The upcoming Browns game, since, as Bill always says, the next game is the most important one, and I see this being a scrappy, beat-each-other-up game that, as per usual this season, the Patriots somehow win. So I'll give you a quick over-under for the game. Ready? Colt McCoy passing yards and TDs, 250, 2.5.
Under.
Under, under.
Under.
Peyton Hillis carries, 25.
Under.
Under.
Josh Cribbs snaps at QB, 5.5.
Under.
Under.
Law firm yards, 75.
Under. Over.
Ooh, over, Paul says. Patriots turnovers for both sides of the ball, 2.5. I don't know what he means by both sides.
What does that mean?
Okay, so how many will they get and how many will they give? 2.5.
They'll get three and give none.
Okay.
I don't know what that
is. So over for on the good side and
I'll take the same, over and under.
Special teams, big plays, kick returns over 30 yards, punt returns over 15, and blocks, 2.5.
Under.
Under.
Number of Belichick FUs at the rat, 2.5.
Under.
Yeah, he won't do that. And total points, 42.5, over under. 42.5. Paul says under. Could be like 30-10 final score.
27-13.
Yeah.
I was going 24-13.
That's it from today. James is saying
finally figured it out, huh?
James is calling it a pretty close game, 27-23 Patriots.
So. Kind of in your ballpark, Fred.
That would be.
You were all worried about the Browns a week ago. You thought it was the most difficult game ever.
That would be cause for concern to me. I mean, unless it's like a funny game. And
what about it? What if it's just what they do?
The Browns, you mean?
No. Well, both, sort of. But what if the Patriots just are that right now, where it's going to come down, it's going to be close, regardless of good, bad, indifferent, home, away,
then I would
dogfight
I will
city.
Come in here on Tuesday next week, and I'll say to Fred,
Steelers are the best team in football.
You were right. I was wrong.
James writes, and this is another James.
No, he won't. I've never heard him say that once.
From what I understand, this free agent rookie is knocking.
I have countless millions on tape that you can go to.
I doubt it.
James is talking about Sergio Brown. From what I understand, this free agent rookie is knocking the socks off the ball. By not hearing his name much, I'm assuming he's doing quite well. Any updates on him?
Nope.
Sergio Brown. I know he had a decent game against. How did you think he played last week against the Vikings?
Didn't notice him.
I didn't notice him at all.
Yeah.
I don't know if he played very much.
But this is the reputation, because in the pregame show, actually, on Gary Tangway said, are we in the beginning of the Sergio Brown era? I go, no. Do you have another question to follow up with, hopefully?
Are you kidding me?
I mean, I
love Sergio Brown from talking to him in the preseason and stuff, but he made a big play at the end of the San Diego game.
Right.
Major props.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean those are going to, you know,
let's
roll together.
As they say, let's pump the brakes there. As your boy Felger is wont to say.
Yeah, well, I noticed that Felger, if you watch Jim Rome, Felger tries to be Jim Rome a lot. You know, Rome is burning, that guy.
Yeah. How so?
He tries to have his mannerisms and the way he talks, you know. So.
That was a dumb question. Kevin
all right.
Just asked me, bacon or no on your burger?
It's 12:39. Let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
So, Pat, how many Advantage miles have you racked up on American Airlines this year?
That's kind of a personal question, Brian.
It's nothing to be embarrassed about.
I'm not embarrassed.
Okay, then I'll ask you again. How many miles have you racked up?
236,000.
Miles? That's got to be wrong, because I fly a lot more than you.
Well, flying isn't the only way you can earn Advantage miles, Brian.
Right. I knew that.
I mean, you can earn miles when you buy all kinds of stuff, you know? Stuff you use every day.
Also, like, you know, ping pong balls, Argyle socks, really tall ladders.
Like clothes, you know, movie rentals, gas for your car.
Oh, shish kebabs, Russian nesting dolls, snow globes.
I was thinking, like, newspapers, you know? When you bank, go to restaurants.
Oh, fake mustaches.
Yeah, Brian, you can earn miles when you go to a novelty store and buy a fake mustache.
Awesome.
You can earn Advantage miles for the stuff you buy every day, whatever that stuff may be. Learn more at aa.com/advantage. We know why you fly. We're American Airlines.
You may know that Verizon Fios has more HD channels than cable, but what you may not know is that now you can sign up for Verizon Fios with no term contract required. And if you're not absolutely satisfied, you can cancel with no early termination fees. That's right. You can get Fios TV, internet, and phone at a guaranteed low price of just $89.99 a month for a year with no term contract required. And if you don't love it, you can cancel with no early termination fees. Just call 1-866-892-6057. That's 1-866-892-6057, and you'll know why now is the best time to switch to Fios. Get your game face on. Play the Gridiron Challenge at patriots.com/gridironchallenge and enter for your chance to win tickets and a chance to win the grand prize, an all-inclusive trip to the big game. Brought to you by Verizon. For official rules and terms, visit patriots.com/gridironchallenge. For new customers only. Equipment charges, taxes, and fees, and other terms apply. Rate may increase after 1 year. Fios service is available in select areas. Offer expires 9/18/10. Call for more details.
Okay, I'll have the Giganto Burger with Cheese Combo.
Oh, will that be all?
That's it.
Go, Pats! What?
If you're like this man, you have what is known as a healthy obsession with the Patriots.
Hi, just the jeans today?
Yeah, thanks.
Go, Pats!
Okay, that was weird.
I know, right?
At Bank of America, we understand, and we can help.
I'll just take this when you're ready.
Oh, here you go.
Go, Pats!
Indeed, go, Pats.
With Patriots checking from Bank of America, you can do more than just tell the world about your loyalty. You can show them by getting the Patriots logo on your checks and debit cards.
I say, here's a baguette. Go long.
I'm open!
Whoops.
Ask your Bank of America associate if Patriots checking is right for you. Or go to bankofamerica.com/patriots.
Bank of America N.A. Member FDIC. Copyright 2010 Bank of America Corporation. And account setup fee may apply in some states.
Like what you've heard so far? You'll love it even more when you read it in Patriots Football Weekly. Get your subscription now by calling 1-800-494-PATS or log on to pfwonline.com.
All right, welcome back to PFW in Progress. Lunch is here, courtesy of CBS Scene. Who sent it?
I think Chris with a T-I-A-N.
Oh, really? Wow, Christian, thank you very much. This is great. And CBS Scene, it's an awesome restaurant. I think the food there is great.
Presented by Raytheon.
It's approved.
Well, they changed the menu about a year ago.
Yeah, I didn't like it as much initially. I think
they were a little too foo-foo before.
Yes, I agree.
And they've got more down to traditional stuff.
Yes. So. It's pretty good. Good stuff.
Before you guys get going again, can I play a little piece of audio that I think Andy will find funny that I happen to come across on the Fox broadcast?
Please
this
do
weekend?
So I can eat more.
Sure.
Brady pitching a 10 back there.
That was good. I did enjoy that.
Is that a new saying when you have time, you're pitching a tent?
Well, setting up shop, kind of thing. But
I thought it just happened in the morning.
Probably had a cup of coffee back there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pitching a tent. That's well done.
Brady pitching a tent back there.
Was Giselle around?
No, he was pitching a tent. He must have seen a hot chick, not her.
No. Oh. See, now, why are we making fun of people's wives?
I'm not making fun of her. She's considered the most beautiful woman in the world. It's okay.
All right,
wait a minute. You're not making fun of her, you just said.
She's overrated.
That's not making fun of her.
No, she's overrated. Wait a minute. Time out. I'm not allowed to talk about Giselle's looks. She makes her living based on her looks. It's just like me analyzing a politician for his views, Brady for his throws, Belichick for his coaching decisions. She is a model. I can analyze her looks.
I'm not arguing.
She's overrated.
I'm not arguing your assessment.
That is her career. That is her profession, to stand around, show her boobs, show her butt, and look pretty. And I think she's overrated.
I'm not arguing your assessment. Or your ability to do so. I'm just saying, I'm not being critical. I'm not criticizing.
Well, I am being critical, but I'm not being, it's not inappropriate. It's okay. That's what she is, a model.
Okay.
Right?
It's true.
You
have a point.
Thank you.
Mike in Pensacola says, hey, men of PFW and Eric of Douche. My question has to do with Sammy Morris. With Fred Taylor out, I thought his role would expand a bit on the offense, but he's non-existent. Morris has seemed to fall out of favor since the middle of this last season. Just wanted to know your thoughts. Also, when do you think we'll see Darius Butler on the field? Is it simply a performance issue that is hindering him from returning, or is it other factors? I really have not been impressed with Kyle Arrington. He seems to give up too much cushion to opposing wide receivers, much like Ellis Hobbs did. And I feel Butler just had a couple of tough games against the Bengals and Jets and is still one of our better corners. Thanks, guys, for answering my email. Keep up the good work. Steele, Paul, and Andy, and Kevin.
That's going to hurt Doc a little. Everybody now talks about Kevin and no Doc.
Kevin's a celebrity now.
In his own mind, he is.
What do you think about Darius Butler?
I think Arrington has been up and down. I think he's had some really bad games. I think he's had some okay games. I think they like his physical style, though. I think that's why he's in the lineup. And he's the anti-Butler there. Butler is not overly physical, right up to the point where I think that's what cost him his job. He couldn't make physical plays on the football, break balls up. So I think that's why Arrington's playing. I don't think it's an elite level of play from Arrington as much as it's just a style change and the style they're looking for.
Yeah, I'm 100% with Andy on that one. Sammy Morris, I think, is an interesting case. I don't really have an answer for that one. He has been a total non-factor in every game. And you would have thought with Fred Taylor out for now 4 weeks that he would be at least a part of the offense. Now, maybe that's because Woodhead has come in and done so well. He's sort of really taken over all the third down stuff. And they haven't used a lot of smash-mouth attack the way they did in the fourth quarter against Minnesota. But when they have, it's been Benny. They haven't had a split carries because what's the most carries Benny's had?
17
he had last game. So there's not necessarily, a reason to try to keep them all fresh because they haven't really pounded the ball between the tackles in very many games. But I think that's an interesting point. Sammy Morris has been a non-factor.
Nick from Connecticut says the same thing. Why isn't Sammy Morris playing? He was one of our best runners when he's healthy, getting some good gains in the ground. God knows we could use some longer runs. Is he hurt again or has his speed just passed him by? Love the show and listen to everyone. Keep up the great work, bitches.
Yeah, I think he might have got old. I think the north side of 30 might have caught up with him.
You know, it happens differently for some guys.
And some guys, it is boom.
Yeah.
Flick of the switch. I think he might have hit the switch.
It's interesting, though. I was thinking that he gets in for like one or two plays a game, you know?
Yeah, last game, I'm not even sure he did that.
You know?
And unbelievable performance by Kevin on this one.
In his true job as producer and food supplier, not as radio personality in any way.
No, there was no drinks with the. So Kevin went down to the media room and stole like a bunch of little mini bottles of.
Steal them. They're for the media. We're media.
Well, we're kind of in the gray area.
We're media. We're certainly not considered part of the team.
All right.
Bill hasn't called me into his office to shoot the you know what lately.
508-543-7482 is the phone number. On it right now is Anthony in Naples. Hey, Anthony.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Wow, music is back, huh?
Yes, your music is back, even though we've decided, or it's come to light that you're not Italian. This is Italian music.
But... Hey, I never claimed I was. I just think it's convenient. Anthony, Naples.
You never poo-pooed it either, which means you're not proud of your heritage. You wanted to steal some Italian heritage from Paul Perillo.
Actually, that's not true. I have the shield tattooed on my shoulder. So don't tell me I'm not proud.
I'm not.
Because you have no heritage.
That's true. I'm kind of a mutt.
Yeah. You're just jealous, that's all.
No. Portuguese would not be the one I'd pick.
What are you saying? We conquered most of the world. We actually discovered
most
of the world. No
kidding. You guys owned the seas for a while.
Yeah.
Actually, we're pretty much one of those top superpowers back in, 13, 14, 1500s.
You peaked too early.
What's that?
You peaked too early.
Yeah,
and actually, wasn't Columbus Portuguese, but he couldn't get the money from Portugal, so he went to Spain?
No, actually, give me a second. Columbus was actually Italian.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But he studied in Portugal because Portugal had, like, one of the best schools.
Okay.
For,
imagine that.
And he went to Portugal first to try to get money, but they declined. And then he went to Spain.
Okay.
It was all downhill from there for them.
But anyways, I'm calling about Butler. I didn't know if that, I actually... It's funny that you guys are talking about it. I was listening live with your Patriots app, and kind of my thoughts on Butler. I don't think he was really meant or drafted for the role that he was put in. I think because obviously because Bogdan got hurt, he was kind of forced into that role. And to me, he's probably the third option. He's probably supposed to cover that nickel, you know, because he's a little bit quicker and he's just tiny. He's not, like you've said many a times, Andy, he's kind of a frail up top, so he's not really meant to be physical. More mm-hmm. quick.
Mm-hmm.
So that was just really my thoughts on that. He was
drafted in the second round. I mean, so I have to think there was some starting aspirations.
And even if that's the case, why
wouldn't he be doing those things now? You have McCourty and Arrington outside.
Right.
Butler would be playing the slot.
And his lack of physical play wasn't just on the game field when Bogdan wasn't out there in some role he was forced into. We talked about him. If you go back to the blog, we probably said it 24 times in training camp, times where he was in position but couldn't make plays on the football, couldn't be a physical presence around the ball. So that's before Bogdan was even out of the picture.
You know what? I didn't think about that aspect, too, because he wasn't really out in nickel packages, is he?
Mm-mm.
I think he played one snap the other day. McCourty got shaken up. Looked like he may have even gotten a finger in the eye or something. He left
something
the field
minor.
For one play. Butler came in, and immediately McCourty went right back in.
But he was
Isn't
in the slot.
On guys, like, you guys are in there. Maybe you can't talk about it. I don't know. But it's just like on the outside, you're like, why isn't this guy playing? What is he not doing on the practice field to not give, you know, Belichick that confidence? Why was he picked in the second round, and then you got some guy that's undrafted free agent or basically a sixth rounder, and they're starting?
I'd like to tell you that I know something that I can't tell you, but I don't.
But the other thing you have to do factor in, if Arrington and Butler are about the same, Arrington does have the edge on special teams. He's one of the special teams leaders. You know?
But, yeah. I mean, the draft status leaves at some point. I mean, Terrence Wheatley
right.
is still
no,
a second-round pick. At some point, Bill just looks at it, this guy does more of what I want to do, plays a physical style, you know, takes the coaching, whatever it may be, and if Butler doesn't, they don't care.
Yeah, what I would look more at is, on Anthony's point, is he spent the entire spring and summer. Did you, like, somehow think that didn't show up on the radio?
I shut my mic off.
Oh, okay.
that was an echo?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
He spent the entire spring and summer as the starter and played the first two games there. Didn't play well. I'm not making excuses for him. Didn't play well. Anthony's right. But then he went from that to now he can't see the field. And Anthony's also right. It's not like Arrington has played at McCourty's level and is just playing too well for you to get your job back. You know, I think everything Andy said to the previous email about Arrington's physical nature, especially, I think, as a tackler in the running game. I know Andy was talking, I think, about physical plays on the ball and breaking up passes and being more competitive on plays like that. But Arrington's really physical as a tackler, and I think that's why he's playing. But I find it odd that a second-round pick that was thought so highly of as recently as 2 months ago can't get on the field for even plays. It's strange to me. That's a strange situation.
Could he be hurt maybe a little bit? It's fascinating.
I don't think he's hurt.
You know, just maybe just limited. It's frustrating at times. You know, why isn't he in there? Yeah. And can I tell you something? Maybe you can enlighten me. What has Sean Crable done?
Nothing.
Not yet, no. He stayed healthy. I'll give him that.
Yeah. 3 years in and he's done nothing.
Pretty easy to be healthy from the sideline.
He's playing enough so that
really
he could get hurt.
He hasn't really done anything too god-awful, though.
No, I wouldn't say that. I would never say he cost us that play.
Would you say he's done at least as good as Burgess when Burgess was here?
Oh, yeah. Burgess did nothing.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, it's just funny with Andy cracking on him for what's it been, like 2 to 3 years now, how skinny his legs are.
Yeah.
And it's just like finally seeing him on the field, you know. It's just, you never paid any attention to it because he was hurt. He is a lanky guy.
Oh, yeah.
My God. I don't see him he seems like he should be on a basketball court. Not.
Yep. He looks just like a basketball player. That's what he looks like.
Yeah, he looks very odd. But I'll tell you guys, I'll leave you with this. I am shocked a little bit that they're 6-1.
Well, I think we all are. I think if you got Bill Belichick on our little truth serum game, he might be shocked that they're 6-1 at this point with all these young guys and kind of all the moving parts and pieces he's had to meld together here.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
All right, Anthony, thanks for the call.
Thanks, Anthony.
I think he's gone.
Okay, he was listening on the app.
Now, would he? How would that work?
What?
He was clearly talking on his phone.
So?
So did he shut the app off and then...
You can multitask on the iPhone now.
No, but wouldn't he have... Wouldn't then we have heard us?
Oh, no, he probably shut... Yeah, he probably
shut it
off.
Turn the app off and make the call, then turn it back on after you're done with the call.
Right, it's
and
live.
Pick right up where
yeah,
he was?
It's live.
It's a live
no,
stream?
No, no, he wouldn't have picked up where he clicked off. He'd pick up where we are right now. It's a live stream.
Okay, then I'll say, thanks, Anthony.
And we have that on my new BlackBerry that I'm getting?
I think so, yeah. I believe so.
there wasn't a lot of confidence in that response.
I don't know which model.
I'm Ron.
I have to look at it. Dave writes in, we talk about heritage, and he says, I was on Ancestry.com looking up my family ties while listening to the last show and decided to search all of your last names. Below are the results. Kirsch is German, a topographic name from Middle High German Kirsch, which means cherry. Perillo is Italian, denoting a variety of small pear.
What a pear-shaped loser.
Hart is English and North German from a personal name or nickname meaning stag. The ninth definition for stag on dictionary.com is pretty telling. Intended for male audiences and usually pornographic in content such as a stag show.
Nice. Stag film.
I like it. I never knew the German part. I always
and
thought it.
Scalavino, we couldn't find a name meaning for the Scalavino last name. Try using an alternate form of the name or a different last name. So there really is no Scalavino. They must have changed it from something else.
And they must have been embarrassed of what it was.
Oh, Eric's not going to like this. Remind me when he gets
this
up.
This is going to get ugly. He'll get really defensive about this.
And he'll tell me the whole root of Scala means this, and Vino, of course, mm-hmm. means vine. You know.
He'll get really mad, though. He will. Yeah. This is going to be good. Make sure you bring this up.
Well, you know, what we should say that it's actually pronounced Scalavino. It should be Scalavino.
Wait, isn't that what he says, though?
That's what I say.
Oh, that's
Scalavino, not Scalavino. He says Scalavino.
But it is Scalavino.
Which one's right?
Scalavino.
Scalavino.
Yeah.
That's what Fred's saying. You're like taking it as law. It's like a Fredism. What are you doing?
So there's no finding.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they changed their name. What are they hiding?
So according to the meanings of your last names, Fred and Paul are fruits. Andy is usually pornographic in content, and Eric appears to be hiding something.
Interesting.
Lastly, I watched the video interview with Josh Boyer in which Eric was in the background. At least I believe it was him. Anyway, it was a little disturbing to watch Eric's eyes slowly migrate south and, dare I say, undress him.
Whoa.
We had a video interview with Josh Boyer?
I don't know.
There was one in training camp.
Oh, maybe that's when one of it is. I was because he just had a conference call last week, right? Or 2 weeks ago, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And you're right. He spoke at training camp once on the field when they made all the assistants available that day. Okay.
Josh
and Eric was apparently undressing him with his eyes.
Well, you know,
Eric is not. He. We need to get him laid.
I'm not doing it.
You know?
Right away, he goes to the homosexual part.
Yeah. But I just think it'd be good for him and the show and everything else.
Remember when he said he wanted to show me anal? On the Cialis commercial? He goes, I have to show you how to do it.
I don't know what happens with you guys when I'm not around, but
you're always around.
It's true. Unfortunately, it is true.
Josh from Arlington, it's been a while since I wrote in, but now seemed as good a time as any. There were a few things that came up the last couple days that we need to discuss. First, is Eric really holding out hope that he's going to boing three Ys? That is so pathetic.
Who's three Ys?
You know. You don't know who she is?
Who's three Ys?
Three Ys is Lindsay. Lindsay Petrucci.
Who brought her up?
We were talking about the other day.
We weren't talking about her, though.
No. Oh, I thought. Oh, it was somebody else. Oh, okay. Anyway, the guy really needs to take a good look in the mirror and then trace a picture of what he sees so he won't forget his station in life. Eric, you really need to be more realistic. You don't have that much to offer. Stop holding out hope of landing the big fish. Just be happy to get in the game. You need to get out there and get some practice. It is obvious from your past adventures mentioned on the show that you need to get out there and take a few practice swings. You can't expect to hit a home run if you only take an at-bat every 3 or 4 years. You have to get your mind right. Get in the game, dude. Next, the Patriots will be at 7-1 after a scrappy win this weekend in Cleveland. That is unbelievable. So this great start begs the question, does Belichick being the defensive coordinator really make that much of a difference? We all knew coming into the season that the defense was going to be the problem. Now with Moss out, the offense is sputtering a bit, and the defense is playing better than we could have expected. What is it about Belichick being more hands-on that is making the difference? You guys are around the team every day. Have you noticed anything different? I know you are not in meetings and such, but it really is incredible to see such an impact. It looks like we are going to have to dust off that defensive genius nameplate and put it back on the old ball coach's door again. I am truly impressed, and I am thinking 13-3. That feels so strange to say that looking at what we had going into the start of the season. And finally, for old time's sake, Andy sucks. Just kidding, Andy. I hope you feel better soon, whatever it is that's ailing you. You are a key cog in the PFW timepiece.
That's cog.
That's Josh, who is a two-time lunch buyer and made man of PFW.
I'm more than willing to give Bill plenty of credit for the defense, but there's some guys playing that are playing well that weren't here playing last year. You've changed personnel in some areas.
No.
Like Devin McCourty has played
pretty
well.
In some areas, it's basically it's eight new guys that weren't playing last year.
Ninkovich played last year, so I don't know where to put him in. Right. He's a different player. If you're going to just completely go different.
It's a complete and total overhaul.
Chung, McCourty, Arrington, Ninkovich, Spikes, Cunningham.
Dedrick,
or whoever, a bunch of linemen, depending on which one's in there at the time. I mean, there's a big personnel change there, and they're young. So I think they're taking to some things that Sean Springs and Adalys Thomas and those guys weren't.
And I think that's the biggest thing that Bill wanted to do, is get rid of those guys. Not because they were bad guys, but because they were veterans set in their ways and wouldn't be as willing to buy in and help the younger guys buy in. And unless you're playing at a really high level, why have that guy around? Now, right. Adalys Thomas and Sean Springs, physically, could they help this team? Probably, in both cases.
I don't know. But they can't help any other team in the league, right? Neither guy's on a team.
Well, no, I'm saying Springs, I think, is a different case than Thomas. But my point is, if they're not playing at a really high level, and they're not necessarily guys that are going to buy into your atmosphere, why have them around? And I think right. that Bill did a great job of purging those guys, knowing that's why I'm sure that's why Derek Burgess got cut in training camp. You know, even though, as you said at the time, my mother, you know, would be able to play outside linebacker for this team. I'd be interested in signing anybody. He's looked at and saying he's not going to be a difference maker.
Right.
So I'm not going to have him around. I'll go with Marcus Morrell and see if he has anything. Now, didn't work out. Now it's Ninkovich and it's Cunningham. And it is Crable. Working out. Yeah, and Crable. So I think that's what Bill did, was he just decided, I'm going to surround myself with all these young guys and hope that they can play.
I was right, by the way, the AK-47 show fan club.
You were right? There's a shock.
Two members, one being Brendan Arsenault, who started it, and the second member, Kevin Collins.
I just joined.
He's out of control, Fred. You've created a monster.
That's unbelievable. Marquise and
hey,
DC.
Hey, I didn't create it.
No, I created the show when 2 minutes before I said, let's call this the AK-47 show.
Why did you decide AK-40? Because Andy and Kevin? But why 47?
Give the man a prize. Isn't that the gun?
The machine gun, the AK-47, the Soviet machine gun.
Okay. All right.
AK-46 would be stupid. Have you ever heard of Andre, what's his name?
Karolenko?
Is he AK-47? He's a Soviet tall white vest.
Was he a wrestler?
47,
was he a wrestler?
NBA.
Oh, I don't know. Marquise and DC. By the way, did you hear this?
Wait a minute. I heard you breaking down high school offenses for basketball in your office today, and you've never heard of an NBA player? I heard you say, you got to have a good point guard to run that offense.
Motion.
Yeah, he was breaking down. You're such a fraud.
The dribble and drive offense.
I have no idea what that means.
Yeah, you
he
know
was breaking
is.
It down about, you know, based on the sideline, and you don't have a good point guard, it's easy to defend. Blah,
that's what he said. That is right. You can't run the dribble drive penetration without a great point guard.
Fraud.
But what was I saying now?
I don't know.
You were going to make fun of Kevin Garnett in the NBA.
Oh, yeah. What was that all about? This whole the guy with no hair.
They're talking trash on the field, on the court, and the guy got made fun of, tweeted it out.
Which guy's an idiot.
To me, is
inappropriate.
Of in poor taste.
Very much so.
I don't care what you say to players on the field in the heat of battle. Trash talk, nonsense. That's, who cares?
And if you really care, then do something about it. Like,
stop them.
Well, but even more than that, if it's that personally offensive to you, punch him in the face or whatever. I mean, if it's that, if you crossed a line that just should not be crossed, well, then you have every right to cross a line. But tweeting about it later is like,
I'm going to tell my mommy you said something mean.
Yeah, it's very sissy.
Now, Garnett is universally known as the ultimate trash talker. And a lot of people don't like him. So if Villanueva just doesn't like him and wants to fight him, fight him. He's right.
Fight him. Punch him in the face.
Confront him about it. Don't be like a little girl and tweet about it.
Marquise in D.C., what's up, fellas, and Eric, when he shows up from ogling the players. Speaking of Eric, please.
Is it ogling or ogling?
Ogling.
Ogling?
Please tell him never, ever admit that it's been a while.
Thanks, Eric.
Well, he has to admit it, though. Everybody knows it's been a while. I mean,
I was just happy to find out that
it was ever.
It was ever.
Well,
yesterday.
We don't know.
He might just be lying, because that's something you definitely don't admit on the radio when you're 40 years old.
Right.
I mean, his career would end here.
I don't know. He's a spiritual guy. Maybe he's looking
saving himself for the right woman.
Yeah, not going to do it till he's married.
Trust me.
Then he's never doing it.
I was going to say something. I would have gotten in trouble, and I'm glad I didn't.
Why?
I just don't think
we don't have restraint on this show. Go.
I don't think that's that ridiculous to think that he's a spiritual guy and maybe.
Whoa! You think he hasn't done it because he doesn't want to? And
No. I'm saying if that's what he decided.
If he decided that, would decide that after the 36-year drought. And he goes, you know what it is? I'm spiritual. I'm waiting. That's what I'm doing. Yeah, that's why I haven't had sex.
That's not what I meant, but we can move on.
Speaking of Moss, closed book at this point, but how bum were you when you realized we were the only one team away from probably having him back? We almost won the lottery. Too bad. Lastly, can someone just cut Fred Taylor's freaking toe off so he can get back on the field?
I don't think that would be good for his balance.
Well, it depends on what toe. I think if it was his little baby toe, you're all right.
I think toes give you some balance.
The little
when
one?
You're a,
what if it's the one that's hurt?
Fine-tuned athlete. Well, I'm assuming we're cutting off the bad one.
It's got to be the big one, right?
Going back to the Moss thing.
I don't think you get middle toe.
I actually think the Patriots dodged a bullet.
Why?
Because if he had become a free agent.
He would have been waiting outside on the street.
No, I don't think the Patriots were going to take
either.
Him.
I don't
and
either.
And now it's like, well, then now, you know, I thought all this love and all this. And
that's what I mean. He could literally be like waiting out in the parking lot for Bill to let him in.
I think they kind of dodged a bullet there.
I'm glad they didn't get him, but I was just assuming that if he was available, they would have been interested in him. I'm glad.
I'm not sure about that,
but
Paul.
You bring up a good point. You bring up a very good point.
I mean,
if they really didn't want him.
It's one of those. I love you as long as you're not.
It's
here.
Awkward.
Right.
It's like
hey,
the woman.
I got nothing but love for you, baby.
Right.
The guy divorces his wife, but he really has no plans of marrying the mistress, and she's waiting to be married again. There's a little awkwardness there.
Yeah.
But now he's in Tennessee for at least a couple weeks.
Chris writes
I think four.
Four?
Over under four.
Hey guys, can you be on waivers twice in a year?
He can be on waivers 17 times a year.
Is that right?
How many times was Tony Gator on waivers in the same year for us?
True. Every time I saw that guy, he had his cell phone going.
Who?
Tony Gator. You don't remember him.
I remember the name.
Florida
I don't
guy.
Him specifically.
Little guy.
He was a Gator?
Yeah.
Wasn't he? I think he was Miami.
Okay.
I think he went to Miami.
Because that'd be kind of cool if he was Gator and a Gator.
I'm like a chain dog. And when you let a chain dog loose, I'm running wild. When he finally got activated off the practice squad.
Hey guys, and Eric says Chris just wanted to point out Mankins comes in, Connolly becomes the fullback.
Yes.
Yeah.
No more of those flip flopping, switching, play out of the game, blah blah blah.
Branch needs a good massage. I'm sure Eric can help out. What is this with Eric today?
Funny story. In Deion Branch's locker was one of those long handled with the two big ball on the end massagers, and I joked to Paul, he's hamstring. He got out the what do they call him? Shiatsu.
Oh, shiatsu.
Shiatsu, and had to massage himself.
Too bad Moss isn't back yet. Give it a month before he's not getting receptions and whining. I have a fever, and the only cure is more AK-47 show.
Groundswell of support on the internet. You don't want to play the shotgun that you started with the first time until Sam in Chicago sent you that sound effect.
We actually had a phone call during the playbook yesterday.
No,
about AK-47 requesting that the shotgun be used instead of the AK-47 to open the show.
It's the AK-47.
No, yeah, it's a machine gun.
And there is no
semi-automatic.
Show
and there is no show.
The show doesn't exist.
It's dead. It's going to be great. It just, it was what it was, and now everybody can remember it fondly. You don't want to ruin it by extending it.
I mean, we could find a replacement on this show, Paul, and Andy could do AK-47 with
Oh,
Kevin.
No, you're not going to make me do this show without Andy, are you?
Everybody loves me, Fred, except everybody hates me.
That's why
it's a conundrum.
Me.
We could bring in, Ian Rappaport or Chris Price or something.
Or we could just use
CP3 is fine.
We could use AK-47 when Rook's not around.
occasionally.
Let's see. Andrew, in the Ukraine, it seems that with all the talk about Moss, it was not really mentioned that this defense turned in one of the finest performances of the year, minus one of the defensive stars in Chung. I was going to say Eugene. I didn't do it.
You said you. I heard the you.
We did, you know, actually, with all the stuff, he's right. You know, Chung did not play, one of the leading tacklers of the team, and they still play pretty well. It's amazing how these guys are just stepping in, whoever it is, and holding up their end of the bargain. It really is.
Pro Bowl safety stepped in nicely for Patrick Chung.
Also, do you think if Brace continues to improve that the Patriots would try to slim Wilfork down a little and move him to end permanently?
No.
Did I hear that Wilfork was listed as end on the Pro Bowl ballot?
No. Oh, I don't know. I don't think Peter
so. Peter
King's
King,
midseason All-Pro team.
Oh, okay.
He put him at end.
Okay.
Which I think is...
Right? I mean, he's played end.
I think it's flawed what Peter King did because he had a 4-3, 4-3
right? End, yeah.
Right.
And
he's not a 4-3.
That's not what he's playing.
Right.
But this year, I don't know the snap.
They don't have a tackle position on his thing? Because he's a defensive tackle.
He is a defensive tackle. Yeah. An end in a Patriots scheme is a D-tackle in a 4. There's no question. He's a D-tackle.
Also, the AK-47 had a little too much self-promotion for my taste, which should be expected with any Andy Hart production.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. The self-promoter is the clown behind the glass.
You have a big head. What can I say?
What does that have to do with me promoting it?
Self-promotion. You got a big ego.
Oh, no, the ego's on the other side of the glass.
Yeah, he has a way bigger ego.
The
I have a
physical
larger
head
brain.
Is in here.
Okay.
He was actually tracking how many emails poor Chris and Jeff got yesterday. No one even knows who they are.
Some Jen Sturger pictures.
With Nip?
Yeah.
I'm coming.
Yeah.
Get it?
Yeah. I've never seen these guys move so fast. And he just hurt his knee. Because he just knocked it again. I'm closing it. You better hurry.
Oh, stop.
At least I didn't get hurt on my way over.
Playboy.
You better hurry.
Wait, she was in Playboy.
And here's another one.
You really did take it down.
Here's another one. Okay. All right.
Dirty.
All right. Yeah,
she's dirty.
She's a dirty girl. Yeah. And she needs a good sound
I can see why
spanking.
She would have been so offended that she got those inappropriate texts.
But thanks to strippers. If there's pictures out there, he'll find them. That's for sure.
No, well, they weren't played.
Now I see why Brett was interested.
What's happening with all that?
She was the last I heard. She was going to meet with somebody, the league or something. That's all. I don't know.
All right.
They're making it go away because it's Brett. By the way, weren't you on a diet?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he finished his burger, then I see him just pounding the buffalo bites.
They're just bites.
bites that are cooked in butter.
Chris with a TIAN who got us
thank you,
lunch
Christian.
And he said and dessert. We didn't get the dessert.
Who was dessert? Kevin.
Now Paul's
interested.
Kevin.
No, I didn't.
It's like the Wonder Years.
CBS Scene doesn't have dessert.
Yeah, but you could have gone up to the cake place.
I guess.
Oh, let's call Carol. Maybe there's a cake at the front desk like last week.
Yeah, we don't want
to still have cake from last week.
He said, also, I told Kevin to make sure he got it for you since I hate hearing grown men cry over internet radio.
About
that is
their food.
True. That is true.
I know you guys are really busy, don't have time to watch all the shows in Patriots highlights, but there were some good bits this week. I love watching these shows, not only for the highlights, but the sideline camera showing stuff. The first was on NFL replay with Bill Belichick, head coach of the New England Patriots, telling the D to do their job and not let Favre leave the pocket. Don't let him scramble. When he scrambles, that's when the big plays happen. A translation, when you get the chance, blast him on the chin. And he said, cue Andy's laugh.
That was funny.
The second was on Inside the NFL, and they showed Moss coming over to the sideline after what looked to be a failed drive. With his arms in the air, he said the following, hey, what the F's y'all doing? What y'all doing? Not sure if he was blasting the coaching staff or players. I know this happens on every... I know this happens on every team, but I love seeing it this week.
It happens with Moss pretty much in every possession.
Yeah.
It happened when he was here. On every, he would immediately go to the offensive coordinator.
And by y'all,
time.
I think he really means y'all, like quarterback, rest of team,
yeah, everybody.
Coach, everybody. Everybody not
him.
Named Moss, right.
Listen, the one thing that Fred said early this week that was so appropriate with Moss, always looking to distance himself from the problem.
Right.
You know,
but
it's never
him. Distancing himself from the solution.
It's never him.
He believes he is the solution.
It's never
and
his
every time
fault.
He has one of his big games, he's at the podium telling you about how he had his big game.
Great player, not
put
a great
the earth
person.
On these shoulders.
Earth.
By the way, as a mark of my true homerism, I only watch these shows when the Patriots win. I mean, why deal with the reality of losing? Fred, you taught me well. And Paul, great job on the way on the D.B. Felger show. I love how you slammed him down when he said the Patriots are scoring more points now. Then he said they, then when they had Moss, what a dope. And Pats win big this week. Why? Brady joking on the conference call yesterday with Mangini. He's relaxed and knows the Browns suck.
That's a good point. Did you play that on the Chris Price Hour yesterday, Kevin?
With Gordie Howe?
Yeah, we played about every conference call known to man.
I was lobbing one up for him. I knew he'd spike it home.
Yeah, no ego.
Were they
Fred.
Having trouble filling 2 hours? Were they?
Oh, they only got a handful of emails, Fred. Oh, not really? Not the 36 that came in the day before.
Four.
Wow.
He actually got it.
It is something, though, that, you know, why wouldn't they get a
They don't know who they are.
Because they're not regular personalities.
But you're still talking Patriots.
Yeah, and Eric was on the show for the whole first hour.
He has no personality.
What about just sending in normal Patriots questions? You don't have to know the, you know. I don't know.
I don't know.
Got a phone call, too, Fred.
Yeah, I was about to go to that.
You just almost got called an a-hole. I've been on the other end of that face, and you were just getting it.
Matter of fact, Andy's been on the other end of that face more often than any of us in this room.
Kevin's right. On the Ace Ticket hotline at 543-7482. Area code 508.
Wait a minute. Yesterday you did it fine with no cheat sheet, and now you have to look again?
It's a problem I have, all right? Just, you know, relax. Dakmar in Miami is on the phone. Hey, Dakmar, how you doing? Good.
What's
Kevin.
Up with Dak?
Guess he wanted no part of talking to us.
He yells at me that there's someone on the phone.
And no
I go
the
to
phone.
The phone, and there's no one there.
And this is how you could tell you were on the
it's
other end of that,
again.
That face.
What happened to Dakmar? Did he have it muted?
Aye, aye, aye.
Jeez.
Do you have Dakmar back on the phone?
He's got somebody on the phone.
What I don't know who he's talking to now. Now he's ignoring
Maybe
us.
It's his agent. Trying to get him a gig.
Thumbs up. What does that mean? Thumbs up.
Dakmar's back. Fine. His call dropped.
Usually it's up his ass. So.
Dakmar, how you doing?
How's it going, guys? Everything good?
What's up? We're doing good. How you doing?
Good, good, man. No, I haven't written lately or called because I'm on my last semester of design and in school, so... But I keep in touch with the show, and I'm even playing on the weekend again while I'm doing my projects, and that's my way to keep in contact with everything that goes on and with the team.
I'm glad we could help there.
Tremendous. Good luck with finishing
sure,
your
sure.
studies. Good stuff.
I have actually a couple of things to talk about, and none of them Patriots related.
Then you've come to the right place.
You pretty much do a good job between the shows by updating the status of players and whatever goes around the team. But first thing, Paul, is there any specific reason of why you always sit on seat number 19 when you do your points by Carrillo on the Patriots Today show?
Wow, there's someone who's observant.
That's unbelievable. How did you know that?
Psycho.
I noticed. And the previous show you actually seat, I believe, was number 18.
That's correct, because it was really wet that day. I generally sit on seat 19. That is correct.
Any why? Reason why?
Well, it's
is that
just
your number at Northeastern?
That'd be you, but yeah.
Oh!
It was my college
well,
baseball.
Specific reason.
My college baseball number was 19. That is why.
It's also his ERA. So
and he walked
easy.
19 guys in a game
once. Oh, okay. I thought you had something in relation with the 19 and all or something. I'm like, oh, my God.
Is this
guy torturing himself or something?
No, it was the first day we went out, and they just said, yeah, right around here is fine, one of those seats. And I just sat in 19, so now we go to the same spot. Now, today, just to let you know, it was raining very heavily here in New England, so we didn't do it outside. We taped it today. It'll be on tomorrow's show,
yeah.
Patriots Today. We were inside the press box.
Okay. No big deal. Hey, second point would be basically Fred.
Yeah.
When talking, I noticed that you said the AK-47. Congratulations, Andy. Good show.
Thank you.
Good job there. Good job there. I always loved your energy, and especially when you get in the debate with your partners right over there. So. Good show.
Thank you very much.
Good stuff. A lot of emails.
AK-47 is basically a combat rifle. It's not a machine gun, as Fred previously namely the machine gun version of the AK-47 designed by the Russians was the RPK, which is, if you do some research on it, it pretty much looks like the same. I believe there's some specifications in the size of the, I don't know if the caliber is exactly the same, and also the cannon of the RPK is a little bit longer.
Well, how do you compare the RPK to the Uzi?
There's no competition there. Oh. RPK eats up everything out there.
Okay.
Yeah. I've handled those, and they're pretty. You'd be amazed what those things can do. So they're good rifles.
You handle those guns often?
No. That was back when I was in the Army.
You're the best caller we've ever had.
Oh, you were in
That's
the
right.
Army.
That's right. I have no problem with
this
you.
This is a great caller right here. Fine caller.
Yeah. Hey,
I know if you travel.
I'll
outstanding.
I gotta go back to my studio area and keep working on my design. And so you guys keep it up. And good job, okay?
Thank you. All right.
Get back to his building bombs.
Okay. No, that's good.
He's one of the more interesting calls we've had.
Just going to say he's in contention for
I need
James's,
to call James.
James's job.
I need James to protect me.
Robin Marlboro says...
wait, so an AK-47 really doesn't go...
I guess not. It's pew, 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 like that.
When I searched for the noise an AK-47 made, that's what I got.
Yeah, but it could have been an idiot like you who posted it.
I was going to say something else, but I forgot what it was. Anyway, webradio at patriots.com is the email address. The Ace Ticket Hotline is 508-543-7482. You never know who's going to pop up on the Ace Ticket Hotline.
No, you don't. It's a good point.
Next up, the FBI calling.
You know, we had that caller or the emailer a couple back that was talking about how well the defense played last game. We haven't really talked a lot about the game because of all the stuff that happened with Mankins and with Moss. And there was another element that I thought was interesting. At the end of the game, when Minnesota scored to get within three, they made it 21-18. The big play to Moss, the pass interference on Merriweather.
Yep.
There was a lot of talk in San Diego that the Patriots got a little soft defensively in the fourth quarter, and they sat back and they played prevent, and how that maybe wasn't the best course of action. Well, just to kind of give you the flip side of that, with a 10-point lead midway through the fourth quarter, they had a cornerback blitz with Devin McCourty on that play, and that's what put Randy Moss one-on-one with Brandon Merriweather and led to 25-yard. It led to a touchdown, basically. So just kind of interesting to see the different things. People have been complaining that they get too passive. Well, they got really aggressive this week, and it didn't work out. So I think I'd rather see them pick their way down the field than get it all in one shot like that, like they did with Moss.
I have a chicken or the egg question.
Chicken or the egg?
Three times this year, Ben Jarvis Green-Ellis has had more than 11 carries. And in those games, his yards per carry average are 6.1, 4.8, and 6.6.
Okay.
You know, some backs, they like to say, he gets stronger, he carries 10 to 15 or 15 to 20, blah, right, blah, blah, and he wears down a defense. Do we go anywhere in that direction to say, Ben Jarvis Green-Ellis, we need to get him 15 carries and he'll average 6 a carry? Or is he getting the 15 carries because he's having a decent game?
Yeah, I don't think you force anything. I don't think you go into the game.
I'm just asking.
Yeah. I think it's the latter. Okay. I don't know if that's negative. I don't mean it to be.
I'm just asking. I just think it's interesting because...
I mean, he had another game that he had 10 carries for 20 yards.
Right, so he had 10 for 20, 11 for 24, 10 for 19... When he's around 10 yards a carry, you don't get a good game. But you get him up to 16, and you get 98, 76, 112.
Yeah, so I'm just saying, I don't think he would have had, you know, in four more carries, he ends up with 80 more yards.
If he had a long run.
I'm just guessing.
Are you kidding me with this?
No. There is now an AK-47 fan club on Facebook, Eric.
Two members.
Don't be jealous.
Wow.
Just because I've been making people happy on the internet.
Look at this guy across the way.
A lot of ego in
it. Kevin is one of the two people who likes it, by the
Eric's
way.
Here.
We actually just had a caller who explained to us that an AK-47, not actually a fully automatic machine gun, and that's the RPK. This caller had handled both weapons, which led me to believe.
Which led me to call him the greatest caller in the history of PFW in progress.
He's a student who had to get back to his projects, and I said, bomb building.
before we get to the really important stuff.
Uh-oh. Is this
Eric,
where the argument breaks out?
Why don't you give us a practice report? Oh.
Oh, it'll be a quick one, Paul, because there's not much there.
Everybody out there?
Everybody except Fred Taylor and Jared Page.
Oh.
The missing Aaron Hernandez.
Green V-neck with the green matching green undershirt.
Yeah, sort of
matching?
A hunter green. Yeah,
a lighter shade underneath.
Lighter, more olive
more
color.
Olive, yes. Yeah, kind of like Paul's shirt. He's got a little bit of an olive on there.
He's got a lighter olive, yeah. I characterize it as that, sure.
Okay.
Maybe a sage. Who knows?
Yeah. Old sage, Paul Perillo.
Oh, by the way, Eric, before you get into your report...
I just told him we'll get to
let
the
him
important
do the report first,
later.
Because this is going to be World War III is about to erupt, just so you know, Eric.
Should I throw my headphones down now and turn the mic off? Or
Yeah, you're going to be angry.
Will.
But go ahead. Fred Taylor not out there.
Jared Page.
He's already mad.
Eeyore's back.
Yeah, he's back. Man.
Jared Page is back.
No, Aaron Hernandez.
Who's back?
Aaron Hernandez.
Oh,
where was he yesterday? I don't know.
I don't know.
That's what he said.
Hernandez is back.
Yes.
His tattoo.
They were in the bubble because it's raining, as you can see by
hard?
My... Nah, steady.
It was raining in the bubble?
Just so you know, this has nothing to do why you'll be angry.
Has this been going on for an hour and a half?
No. Just when you get here.
No.
Good. Good. So, full pads in the bubble.
Any additional black shirts today?
No.
Can you provide us the name of the guy that was added to the practice squad?
Number 93.
Lorenzo Washington, defensive lineman from Alabama.
I told you he was a D lineman.
I was right. Washington. I said Washington, Lincoln.
What's that
Jefferson.
Part of it for?
Obama.
I thought it was Washington.
Uh-oh. Go ahead, Fred.
So is that it?
Yes, Fred, go ahead. What do you want?
No. Anything else
to
report?
No, nothing else to report. They cut us off earlier than probably ever in the history of going to practice again. Yeah.
It's funny, because isn't it supposed to be the same time every day? Like, isn't
that's
it
what I asked one day.
Or whatever it is?
I asked one day. I said, I was under the impression that we were allowed 15 to 20 minutes, something along that range.
Is that the tone you used? I was under the impression.
No, I'm using the tone with you, because that's who I usually use the tone with.
Yes.
And I was told, no, it's... as soon as they start going to the team period of practice, portion of practice.
I don't think there is any set time teams have to give.
Right.
Well, I thought the league mandated a time.
Nope.
I thought so too, and was told no, it's when they go to the team portion
of
practice. Some
sort of league mandate. I don't know what it is.
Now, there's a clock.
So if they started with team, you guys could never watch.
Yeah, see, that's.
Well, I don't know. That's where it gets weird because we go in.
I think it's kind of like Bill can't talk about guys who are on waivers.
When we go into practice.
He can.
The moment we're allowed to go in is when they start stretching.
Right.
So we see them for the whole stretching period, and then there's a countdown clock, as you guys know. And usually we're told, okay, guys, it's the clock or the horn, whichever comes first, and it's usually the horn. And we've seen the drills that they do to start practice after stretching. They were in those drills for about a minute, and we were told, all right, guys, that's it. They were still doing those drills.
So you said, whoa, team hasn't started yet. We go to team.
We were all like, that's, are you kidding
me? Let
me
guess, the Globe complained at that point.
No, I don't think so, but probably not at that point. Maybe.
They'll
eventually.
File an official complaint.
Oh, don't think that Sharon's not going to find out about this or whatever her name is in Dallas that runs the PFWA. What's her name?
I don't know.
Oh, the little woman with the short white
hair. Oh.
Yeah. Shirley,
Sharon or
we saw her at the combine a few
Williams,
years ago.
Williams, I think her last name is.
Shireen. No.
Shireen. That's it. Shireen.
All right. Oh, good report, Eric. No, seriously.
So we had
an email. Sox picked up the option on Ortiz.
Oh, good.
Really?
We got more important things to do, so shut your face.
Yeah, that's another one.
Not happy with
him. I won't feel comfortable playing on a one-year deal.
He's not comfortable then because they picked up
the
option.
Yeah, they should get rid of him.
I would.
But they can't. They picked up the option.
Well, it doesn't mean they can. Well, they can get rid of him, can't they? Trade him? Or
if you wanted to get rid of him, you wouldn't have picked up the option.
No, but if you want to trade him, you have to have his rights.
No, he's 10-5.
What does that mean?
He's been in the major leagues 10 years,
for 10 years,
five
with
the Red Sox.
Oh, okay. Anyway, Eric, we had an emailer earlier who looked up our names on Ancestry.com and the origins of all our names. And
right.
So Paul was a pear. I'm a cherry.
I'm a stag.
Eric is
I'm
stag.
Andy.
Hart.
That's Andy.
I mean, Andy Hart is a...
Perfect.
But there was nothing for Scalavino.
Hidden.
Nothing.
Hidden. What are you hiding?
So the website said you must have changed your name.
Or someone along the road changed the name.
Okay.
I thought you were up on all this.
No, we don't know what the derivation of our name is. We just know what it translates to.
Well, it doesn't translate to anything.
Yes, it does, Fred.
Well, that's not what the guy said.
Well, what is
Who's the
out?
Guy?
Fred gave us a loose translation, actually. What was it, Fred?
What?
What did you have?
No, well, it is pronounced Scalavino, by the way.
What are we doing here? Really?
I mean,
really, what
Andy,
is, where's, what's
you
the...
You know my name is translated?
No, it's not always about you!
Matter of fact, it really,
right now it's about Eric.
I'm in the middle of trying to get Eric going, and you have to butt in.
Why are you trying to get, why is
what
he trying to get me going?
You broke the trance.
A lot of ego.
How many Scalavinos are there?
How
many generations? You have a grandfather, great-grandfather? What do you know?
I know of my grandfathers.
So it could have changed right before him.
No, because they go back.
All right.
I don't know. Who knows?
This wasn't anywhere near as
what
much
are
fun
they hiding?
As I thought it was
going to
be.
I don't know.
Did they work for Mussolini?
I don't know. We're from Sicily, so you know you connect.
Take
the
that,
dots.
Brooklyn, Matt. I know who Mussolini is.
So, I'm surprised that no one has told you the origins of your family.
That your name is not
what
it is.
We know where our family comes from.
You don't just know their
we
name.
We know where. We
so
know
you don't know your
from.
Real family name.
We don't know where the name originated from. We just know where we come from.
And neither
from.
Does Ancestry.com.
The name means, literally, Scala means stairs, and right. Vino, as you know, wine. And
actually, Fred said vine.
Well, that's where wine comes from. Right. It's fruit of the vine. That's right. What it's
so
called.
Stairs.
So
wine.
We thought there was something to do with they either sold wine
downstairs.
On a staircase, because in Italy there's also an opera house called La Scala. And so maybe there was a wine that was sold at the opera house. There's different
they
potential meanings for it.
You're a wine.
Different type of wine, but yeah, thanks. So we don't know exactly what the derivation is. We just know.
Okay.
Maybe
right.
It was their job to make sure the grapes were done. They would stare at the grapes.
Different type of stare, okay, but thanks.
Did you massage the grapes?
Well, listen.
So as soon as you walked in the door, Paul, I knew.
You were a real.
Thank you.
I dabbled in college.
All right, well, we have a lot of emails that we didn't get to, but we also have to do the picks. So why don't we do the picks?
That was kind of a letdown.
You let
segment.
Us down. I wanted you to get mad that he was mocking your family history.
I wasn't.
He was. You should have heard what he said before you got here.
Well, what did you say before I got here?
Yeah, Fred. Why don't you tell him?
Tell him. I don't know.
I forget.
Tell him I don't know. You forget. You're all a bunch of pansies.
I said Eric's going to be upset at this.
You have no history. You have no heritage.
You were hiding something.
Yeah.
Yes. Did you work on the Underground Railroad?
Andy, you got me pissed off this morning, though.
Is your real last name
Johnson? No, speaking of hiding stuff, Andy got me pissed this morning, too, because... We started talking about the Blackberries.
Yeah.
And he's mad because Paul and I don't want to use our actual phone numbers.
Oh, by the way, you can't move over your phone number.
Ah, good for you.
That was told because it's a company phone.
Thank you.
You can't bring it over.
Separation of work and home, punk-ass bitch.
Yeah, and I didn't,
wow!
That means I'm never going to have the phone with me.
I said
I can't
I didn't
use it
care.
As a phone.
I didn't care either
way. You
can
use it as a phone. You just can't put over
No one has that number.
I will.
Fine.
And I will use it.
Right. And
what do you mean no one has that number? How hard is it to give people your new number?
No
There's
kidding.
A million people that call me that have my cell phone number that wouldn't have that number.
So give them your new number.
But I don't... No. That's
oh, see, it's too hard for him to do
right,
that, but
right.
It's not too hard for me to just leave well enough alone and
right.
Use the two phones.
Right.
He's such a hypocrite.
Well, no, I'm not going to... Every person I've ever met, I now have to contact and say I have a new cell phone number.
Well, that's what happens when sometimes you get a new cell phone number.
No, actually, you don't get a new cell phone number. You transfer it. They have this thing called portability. You bring it to your new cell phone.
What if you
your
move
new company, whatever it is.
For your home phone from one state to another.
What does
you
that
get
matter?
A new phone number.
That's why my cell phone is most important that everybody I've ever met since high school has my cell phone number. Right? Correct? Thank you.
No further questions.
No further questions.
Well, I mean, I know it is kind of a pain if you're going to use that as your primary phone, but that's what you're going to have to do.
No, I'm not going to use it as my primary phone now. Okay. I'm not going to use it.
All right.
Now
it's a
directly.
No, I'm going to do what I can't get what I want, so I'm not going to use it.
I'm going to do what Eric exactly told me. He's going to turn it on a little bit when he leaves or something.
When I'm not in front of my laptop and able to track Twitter, I'll turn it on.
Because I'm not going to carry two all
but
the
time. But that's all I'm using it for.
You should get it on the belt like those
Yeah,
IT
I'm not
going to
be
oh,
one of those
God,
tools.
No.
I'm
going to
have my cell phone. I was planning on using this as my cell phone so I could have it with me at all times, so I could always be at your available.
And you could do that if you were just willing to tell the five people that need
right,
to have
right, the five people.
I have millions of people. Is this
I do.
Your mother,
thank
your
you.
Wife,
thank
your
you.
That's
mother.
About it.
Thank you.
Please.
Thousands of people
He just wants
me.
To always be at your available.
I would like to be available for you at all times, but now I can't be because
you
have strange rules.
The first time you don't pick up that phone, I'm taking it away from you.
Okay. Oh, well, then he's a guarantee that he's not going to pick up the phone now.
Thursday night around 8:30.
But I left off the second part and fire you.
When are we getting these phones?
I'll show you. I'll take the phone away.
Jeez.
I
I don't carry around my other cell phone, so I'll carry this around if I have to.
Why? No one's going to know the number.
I don't carry it around.
Other
I don't
people
want anybody calling me.
We're using it just to track Twitter.
Phone.
That's all we're using it for.
It's email. You can get email.
Well, what?
Time.
Yeah, yeah, but yeah. That's all. That's all it's for.
And by the way, it's a Verizon phone. Just want to get that plug in for our sponsor.
Why don't you just say it, Fred? Just do it. Just do it. Do what I say.
I will. I'll do what Eric told me to do. If I'm not at my laptop, make sure I have the phone
that's
within 100 yards.
Yeah. And we're only not at our laptops for, you know, a couple hours
a day.
Other
I'll just have it off so it won't kill the battery.
All right, Paul, let's get to the picks. I know I just stunk it up this week. It was a very bad week.
You certainly did.
But as long as the Patriots won and the Jets lost, I'm very happy.
That's what happened.
Yeah.
Let's see here. I won the week.
What was the deep breath? It was like pausing.
I don't know.
It's like he forgot what he was going to say there. What were you doing?
I was waiting for the music.
He's waiting for a call from his agent.
Well, who knows what number to call him on?
Not if you want people to hear what
his
you
old
say.
Phone, his new phone. He doesn't keep his old phone with him. He's going to have his new one, but no one knows the number.
Anyway, I went 10-3 last week. Eric and Andy went 7-6. Fred went 4-9.
Wow.
With the spread, I went 9-4.
Good, Paul.
Andy went 7-6.
Oh boy.
Eric went 6-7, and Fred went 4-9. So now for the season, I have taken the lead in both categories.
Son of.
67-50. Eric is 66-51. Andy and Fred are tied, 62-55. With the spread, I am 58-52-7. Fred is 56-54-7. Eric is 55-55. Double nickels, double nickels,
oh,
and
I like
7.
That. I like that.
And Andy, 51-59-7.
I'm okay. In the ballpark.
All right.
You're within striking distance.
So we continue to be miserable, by the way.
Yeah.
I mean, we're just.
No.
We're
mirroring the league.
67 and 50 is not a good record.
We're just mirroring the league.
Yeah, it's a tough. It's an odd year as far as that goes.
It is. I was looking in the Herald. They have their car, you know, their car spread that they have all their advertisers they all pick. The best one is like 72 or 73 wins. And they have a whole spread of like 12 people.
And that's straight up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's not. I mean, that's. Only
I think
like 4 or 5
spread,
games better than us.
If you're above 500, you had a good year.
Against the spread, yeah, anything over 500 is all right.
All right, let's start it out.
Skip over that 1 o'clock game.
When I get to it, I will.
Okay.
1 o'clock, the Jets at Detroit.
The Jets by 4 on the road.
That's it?
I'll take the Jets to win and cover. Better all-around team, and they got to score this week, right?
I think I'll take the same thing. I like Detroit to keep it close, but I think they'll probably win by about 7, the Jets. So.
Yeah, I like the Jets, too. I think they bounce back. They had a tough week, obviously offensively, and I think they bounce back and put up a pretty impressive win.
Yeah, you can't think that the Jets aren't going to win this game. All right, next one is Miami at Baltimore. Not a lot of great games this year. I mean, this week. It's
this year. You
this
were
year
right
even.
The first
yeah,
time.
The first
no,
time
but,
is
no, but
there
as far
aren't
as
any
matchups,
good games
because
there's
you know,
no good teams.
Every week there's a few games that, you know, oh, this is a good matchup, but this week this might be the one of the better matchups, and it's of a week that doesn't have a lot of them. Miami at Baltimore.
Ravens by 5.5.
5.5.
Don't. I'll take the Ravens at home to win and cover. I think Miami is falling apart. That's what I'm going with. Beginning of the end for them.
Yeah, I also think the Ravens are a better all-around team.
Well, yeah.
They're at home, so I'll take them to win comfortably by, say, 10.
Yeah, I think Baltimore wins big. I think this is a bad matchup for Miami. Miami's a team that kicks a ton of field goals. Obviously, Baltimore's going to make it tough for you when you get in the red zone. Wouldn't figure to be a good week for them to break out of that red zone slump. And I agree with Eric. I think the Ravens are just better. I don't agree that Miami's falling apart, however.
They will fall out of the East.
I think they had a good spirited road win last week, and they're 4-0 on the road, by the way. This will be their first road loss.
Yeah, I'm going to say Miami loses, but they do cover. Skip over New England at Cleveland. San Diego at Houston.
The Chargers are favored by 2.5.
Actually, neither team will win. They'll both give it away and not want the victory because both teams are failing to live up to my expectations.
True that.
I'll take Houston at home because they're at home.
For the same reason, I will as well.
I will take San Diego. I think they are the better team, and they finally have a win to feel good about, and I think they keep it going.
I agree with Paul. I go with San
Diego.
Chicago at Buffalo.
This game is in Toronto. however. The Bills are getting 3.
Ooh, I will take... I'll take Chicago on the road against the Bills on the road. Because Chicago, I don't know, they're just the better football team. Although I'm rooting for the Bills. I want them to win.
I'm not so sure Chicago's the better team, even though the Bills are 0-7. But I do think they'll win the game, so I'll take Chicago. I'm not really comfortable with it, though.
Hot or cold, Cutler will be hot this week.
Yeah, I like Buffalo in this game. I loved them. In the paper, I picked Buffalo to win this game. Didn't know at the time it was in Toronto. I feel less strongly about it now because I don't think
less
that,
of a home field advantage.
I think a big
empty beast of a place.
Yeah, and I do think that in Orchard Park, especially for the NFC teams that aren't used to playing there, I think that can be an interesting home field advantage. But I'm going to stick with Buffalo. I agree with what Eric said. I don't care if they're 0-7. I think they're a better team than Chicago.
I'm going to go with Buffalo as well. I think they're feeling a little bit feel good about themselves these days.
Because they lost in the last play of overtime
really
after
good.
A field goal, losing in overtime 2 straight weeks.
Arizona at Minnesota.
Vikings
Arizona
by 9.
At Minnesota.
Yeah, I'll take Minnesota. They're the more talented football team, even without Randy Moss. I just have no faith in the Cardinals to do anything with any consistency.
I don't like either of these teams, actually. But
what was the spread?
9.
Vikings giving 9? What it was?
They'll cover.
Yes.
I'll take the Cardinals to win the game outright.
Duh.
I don't like either team, but
Max
I don't know.
Max Hall.
Wow.
I think
it's going to be
Derek Anderson again.
I
think Max Hall's better.
Max Hall got yanked, and Derek Anderson brought them back with a 21-point outburst in the third quarter. I will take Minnesota, but I will take the 9 points. The Vikings are playing so badly. I don't feel comfortable laying 9 points with them, but I do think that Andy's right. They're the much better team.
I'll take Minnesota and to cover. Tampa Bay at Atlanta.
This is ironically probably the best game of the week. 2-5 and 2 teams. Even though Tampa Bay.
Well, that's a question I have.
Talk about smoke
of
and mirrors.
Of the teams that are, like Atlanta and Tampa Bay, which of all those teams that weren't expected to do well do you think will drop off faster? And on the other side, which teams that aren't doing as well as they were expected to might, rebound, like Minnesota, Dallas?
I think San Diego has the best chance of rebounding.
Yeah.
And I think
Tampa's a good choice to fall off. You can't always come back in the fourth quarter.
Atlanta was supposed to be good. Tampa Bay's not. Wasn't supposed to be good. I think Tampa will fall off. New Orleans, I think, will bounce back and be heard from before it's over. Green Bay, I think, will be heard from. Even though their record is kind of mediocre.
Yeah.
They were a lot of people's Super Bowl pick.
But San Diego, I think, might be...
San Diego, this is what they do.
Yeah. All right, so Tampa Bay at Atlanta, Andy.
Atlanta by 8.5.
Ooh, 8.5.
2-5 and 2 teams.
I will take Atlanta to win at home. As I said, I just don't think... You can't put yourself in fourth quarter deficits every week and expect to come back... as much as Josh Freeman has
had the
knack for that.
Six of his eight career wins. Six of them
fourth quarter comebacks.
Falcons win this at home by 14 to 17 points, so I'll take them to win and cover.
Yeah, I like Atlanta big. I just don't have much respect for Tampa Bay despite the wins. I give Josh Freeman a lot of credit, but I don't have a lot of respect for
the
team.
What's the spread?
8.5.
Yeah, I'm going to take Atlanta, but not to cover. New Orleans at Carolina.
Carolina is getting 6.5 at home.
Really? That's it. New Orleans kicks some buttocks on the road.
I think so, too. I think they've come out of their doldrums, and this is a good team to come out of them against.
He still threw, 2 interceptions last game, Breeze?
He's had a bunch this year.
I think he had one.
He had three.
He has
the
11.
The game before Cleveland or the game
11
two
for the year,
before.
I think he has.
He had, I believe, 8 in 3 games.
Yeah.
Or 8 in, a lot of interceptions for him.
Yeah, I like the Saints in this game, too. Just more of a pick against Carolina than anything I'm excited about with New Orleans.
Me too, Saints. The Giants go cross-country to Seattle. 4:05 game.
Giants by 6.5.
I'll take the Giants on the road to win and cover. Pete's pom-poms are soft, and the Giants are the better all-around football team.
I'll take the Giants to win as well. I'll say the Seahawks keep it close, though, in a rare effort.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Giants, and I'm going to lay the points, but there is some concern there. Seattle's a much different team at home. It's a very good home field advantage, but it's just not a very good team. They're poorly coached. I'll take the Giants.
Poorly coached? Mm.
Wow. Pete Carroll. Those are his initials. Poorly coached.
Wow.
PK. Poor coach.
It's actually poorly coached. PC.
Thanks. Really?
Would you
and when you say the KK can't catch, that's not the way they really spell it?
Would you consider Carroll part of the...
problem, not the solution?
No, the Bill Walsh tree, coaching tree.
Not really.
No? Because he came from
He's a defensive guy.
Yeah. Okay. Just wondering.
Although Josh McDaniels is part of the Belichick coaching tree, and Belichick would be a defensive coach.
I don't really know Pete Carroll's history with
Bill Walsh. I thought he was there after Walsh. Yeah.
Oh, was he?
I don't know.
That's what I thought.
I don't know.
I thought he was there after Walsh.
Oh, okay. That could be.
But I don't know. But I also just don't think of him as that.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Giants beating Seattle.
G-Man.
4:15, Indianapolis at Philadelphia. Indy at Philly.
Eagles by 3.
Why the face?
Because sometimes there's a number that doesn't look right to me, and I wonder if I maybe wrote it down wrong.
Eagles by 3?
Yeah. That would be one of them.
That's one of them, yeah.
I'll take the Colts in the upset.
Yeah, me too.
Against Philadelphia.
Kevin, can you look up the spread of the Indianapolis-Philly game and make sure I didn't get it backwards?
As Fred said, either way, I'm taking the Colts.
Yeah, me too.
As Fred said, Peyton Manning starting to maybe get things rolling, getting comfortable with these new guys that he has to groom every year. Good enough.
Yep, I agree. I think Philly has won some games this year that they probably weren't expected to and did, and I think their time is starting to come to peter off a little bit, and I think the Colts are just the opposite, so I'll take the Colts to win.
Peter.
I don't know what the Colts are going to do. I still have so many questions about their injuries. I mean, I don't know who's going to play and how they're going to get by, but I don't have a lot of respect for Philadelphia as a team, and I'll take the Colts to win this game outright.
All right, me too, Colts.
Me too.
4:15.
You were right.
Okay, the Eagles are favored by 3.
Why?
Don't know.
Game's at Philly. I don't know.
It's got to be the injuries for the Colts. Kansas City at Oakland. Now,
Manning injured?
As far as matchups go, this is a good
battle
rivalry
for first place.
Game. Yeah.
Well, no, because the Chiefs have a 2-game lead, right?
Where is this?
At Oakland. At Oakland. Oakland by 2.5.
2.5.
I will take... I don't think the Chiefs have played all that well, so I will take the home team, the Raiders, that are playing tough and making the plays they need. I would go the exact opposite if it was in Kansas City.
Chiefs are the better team, I think, and they're going to need. They've lost some tough games on the road already this year. This is one they're going to get, so I'm going to take the Chiefs to win. Maintain their hold on the AFC West.
I will take Oakland for the exact opposite reason that Eric did. I think they're a better team.
And you don't want the Patriots to have a good draft pick.
Yeah, that's it.
That's a
convenient byproduct.
Right.
Because I give that, you know, that all kinds of thought.
Oh,
when I
like
make
you
my
don't.
Picks.
I do.
I psycho.
When I'm picking a game,
yes,
I don't.
Do. You both do for different reasons.
Right. No. Exactly.
You psychotics.
He picks the teams that he wants to win and wants to lose. I try to win the games.
I'm certainly picking Kansas City to win.
How else can you explain how he's really picked well. Against the Colts half the time this year? Other than to say that that's what he's hoping happens.
No, I picked
Who
them,
did you pick in this game?
The first game I picked Texans because they always give the Colts
Who
a hard
pick?
Time.
Who they did you did pick in this them. Game?
And then the last
Kansas
time.
City!
Hold on. The last time I picked the Colts, I picked against the Colts because I thought the injuries would hurt them, and it didn't.
What about Washington?
That's the one I'm talking about.
What about the other time they picked Houston?
Whatever.
Who did you pick in this game?
Kansas City. Because I want the Oakland to have a bad traffic. Dallas at Green Bay, Sunday night. Dallas at Green Bay.
Green Bay by 8 over my Super Bowl representative, Dallas Cowboys.
I will take Green Bay to win. They are my Super Bowl representative. Dallas is just done. I mean, and I'll lay the points because... I'm either going to lose because Dallas wins outright. They're not going to play a close game and lose, I don't think. The week they win, when they put the talent will carry them to a victory, not a close enough game.
I think they're done, man.
I do, too.
I do, too. I'll take
a... Who has a better chance right now? Like, I know neither of them do, but if you had to pick
Minnesota.
One, San Francisco or Dallas to get to the Super Bowl?
Oh,
Dallas.
Dallas. San Francisco.
Yeah.
Because of the
only because of the talent.
Because of the division.
Right. They can conceivably win the division. Dallas can't.
Right.
see that. Talent-wise, could win in the postseason. I don't think San Francisco could win in the postseason.
I don't think Dallas can get to the postseason. I think San Francisco could.
Well, unless it's physically impossible, I'd go with Dallas. Because I don't see any way the 49ers would win consecutive playoff games to go to the Super Bowl.
Oh, no, Patrick Willis could do it all himself.
No, Andy's right. I mean, if you're comparing talent, Dallas is capable of winning three games in the playoffs. I think Dallas has no shot of making the playoffs.
Because of the division.
Because of the division they're in. They're not going to get a wild card, and they're not going to – six losses already. They're not going to win the division.
I'll take the Packers at home to win and cover.
I'm taking Andy's.
Been a Packer.
I'm taking Andy's theory with the Packers too. Dallas is not. I mean, they'll win the game outright. They're not going to just cover.
Right. Yeah.
So I'll take Green Bay. I'll lay the points.
Me too. And Monday night,
bum, bum, bum.
Pittsburgh at Cincinnati.
Pittsburgh by 4.5.
4.5.
I will take Pittsburgh because they're the better football team. As Fred Kirsch tells me, they're the best team in football. So why wouldn't I take them against the Bengals?
It's good enough reason. I'll take Pittsburgh, too.
Cincinnati has given Pittsburgh a lot of trouble in recent years. I will take Pittsburgh to win the game, but I'm going to take the points.
That's a close game. I'm going to take Pittsburgh both ways.
Won't be close.
All right. Let's go back to Sunday at 1 because we skipped over it.
All right.
And
sound effects.
I'm interested in this 30 for 30, though.
Which one?
The best that never was, Marcus Dupree.
Who's that?
Who? Have
the best there never was?
Never mind.
Northeastern?
No.
BU?
Oklahoma football. I know it's one of those obscure football programs that people don't know a lot about. Sorry.
Paul just read about it this morning, and now he's showing off.
Christmas. Yeah.
No question. Played he's seen the preview for it or right. something. He's playing the Eric know-it-all.
He right. played for the Rams, had thighs that were so big, he once said the engine was too big for the chassis. He always had hamstring problems. Yeah, I know. I never heard of Marcus Dupree. He's a really obscure guy.
Eric's staying out of it because he's never heard of him either, but he doesn't want to get yelled at.
I've never heard
Paul.
Of him.
Well, he did play in the 50s, after all. I mean, I don't know.
Or the 80s, but you know.
Oh, he's getting very
whatever, he's getting very mad. To claim that that's an obscure guy is just
stupid, Fred. You're stupid. We're all stupid.
Strippers.
Fans are stupid. You're stupid. I'm stupid.
So he
asked
the guy
stupid.
That like is strippers. All about Oklahoma football.
But let's see how obscure. You ever hear of Brian Bosworth?
Yes.
He played with Brian Bosworth.
Okay.
I know, it's a really way back era.
I never heard of the
it's
guy.
It's a way back era,
but
I know.
I did hear
I didn't mean
Brian
to go
Bosworth.
Into that time machine.
Both of them clearly didn't make it, and I've heard of the Boz and not heard of this
right.
guy.
That's why the thing's called The Best There Never Was.
Paul,
Thank you, Eric.
Just have never heard of him. You
and by the way,
mad at us.
Cole Aie played with Tom Brady on a Super Bowl team. That doesn't mean I would know Cole Aie because he played the same span.
That's the same.
That's ridiculous.
He was the best running back in the country.
Cole Aie?
No. Marcus Dupree. He didn't play at UMass. Like Cole Aie did. But whatever gets you through the night.
He played with
Tom
Brady.
I don't think you have to get mad at us,
it's just silly.
We're all stupid. We're all stupid.
Let's leave UMass out of this.
I'm going to get made fun of because I heard of the guy who was probably the best running back of his time.
No, he wasn't.
Because
if it was in the 80s, that was
him.
Bo's time. And don't get me, he was better than Bo or any of those guys.
Because I heard of him, I get made fun of for that.
He was better than Barry Sanders? So he wasn't even the best running back in his state.
Anyway, the Patriots by 4.5.
I will take the Patriots to win by more than 4.5. Because I'm assuming they won't allow this trap game to sneak up on them. I think the young players, this is a huge test for their mentality. They need to prove that they can be front runners, best team in football, and win on the road against a team that plays tough. They will do it.
No, I think they'll win by exactly 4.5. They'll find a way to get that half point somehow in the game. But no, they're going to win. They're going to win and cover.
Yeah.
Wow, that's big. Eric picking the Patriots.
This game is not close. 27-13.
Despite Cleveland having Eric Barton, the Patriots do win the game and cover.
And Marcus Dupree comes out of retirement.
He heard of Eric Barton, but not Marcus Dupree.
Paul, I noticed.
The greatest runner there ever was.
Never was.
Paul, I noticed.
Five minutes.
He never existed. Even ESPN's telling you that's why I've never heard of him.
You closed your book before I made my pick.
Yeah, I know. I felt comfortable doing that.
Next week, too, he can do it for a different reason.
Right, Pittsburgh.
I do it every week.
Because you'll be taking
the Steelers. Taking Pittsburgh next week, right, Fred?
As of right now, yes.
And I don't know what we're going to do with the other 10 minutes of the show. Yeah, I've got a lot of picks to make.
We've got to wait for strippers to get back to us on Marcus Dupree.
It's actually a slow clock.
Now, if he were funny, he'd say never heard of him.
Well,
I'm sure he will.
These new IT
rules. And then you can
rules.
Call him stupid, too.
I didn't call
speaking
any,
of stupid.
I didn't call anyone
IT
stupid.
Rules.
I was just defending myself for having heard
people
of a guy who's...
People have to carry seven phones if they want to have their own
very common
name. 25 years.
God. This
God
is the worst idea you've had, Fred, was making
get a number,
him get involved
switch
with
it over. I don't know why that wouldn't make any sense.
I'm trying to help you guys do your jobs better. And I'm saying they
what's
shouldn't
the
have
we,
to use
what's
their
wrong with
own
the way we've
phones
been doing it?
To do that. So I got your phones.
Haven't we been doing okay, though, keeping up on the news?
Yeah, but I think the times are changing.
What is the reason behind I can't have my number?
I asked this morning. Is it because it's a company phone? You know, we can't port over numbers from another phone. So
I think that rule would be flexible. You tell me if Bill Belichick's coming here and he goes, I have a cell phone number, I just want to get it on the phone. They'd say, okay,
maybe. I don't know.
That's right. I'm equating myself with Bill Belichick.
More AK-47 stuff. Major David Perkins, who is with the U.S. forces in Iraq, writes in.
Thank you for your service.
Great show. Love the commentary and analysis. Listening from Baghdad, Iraq, the AK, both semi-automatic and automatic. It's a selective fire, gas-operated, 7.62 by 39-millimeter assault rifle, first developed in the Soviet Union by Mikhail Kalashnikov.
Kalashnikov?
He added an extra cough in there, I think.
The designation AK-47 stands for, believe it or not, Kevin and Andy. No. Kalashnikov automatic rifle to fire, and he gives the whole thing about how to fire it. That's great.
He legitimately said to us, so why AK-47? Was that because Andy and Kevin, and why 47? He legitimately asked that question. I said, because AK-46 is stupid.
here's something interesting. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but Paul writes in. He says that Italian police captured Enrico Scalavino, a Sicilian mafia boss on the run since May and nicknamed Palermo's extortion king by fellow mobsters, the Interior Ministry said. This happened on October 2nd, just recently. Eric's nodding knowingly.
No, I'm not knowing. No, no.
So you've always had a criminalistic background for your family, and that's why the name was changed.
Scalavino, 36, was captured during the night after a brief car chase 36. In Palermo, Sicily's capital. He was on the list of Italian's 100 most dangerous fugitives and is now being held in Eucadone Prison, a former Bourbon fort. Scalavino was sought for charges of mafia, conspiracy, drug trafficking, and extortion, and he is also a virgin.
that was good.
Now, was that you or the email that actually wrote that? That was funny.
Eric didn't like it.
No, he's not happy.
Eric doesn't like to play along anymore.
He doesn't like anything.
Why is there a football in here?
No, we all get made fun of Eric, right?
You think? I knew who a guy wasn't got made fun of. Why is there a football in here?
Eleanor wants to know, have you guys discussed the NFL top 100 player controversial ranking of Brett Favre over Tom Brady? Keep up the great work, except
wasn't
for
one
Eric.
Spot.
Wasn't even paying. I heard that.
They're right in like the same grouping.
I didn't know it was controversial.
I wasn't even paying
How
much attention
like,
to the thing.
A single spot or two be controversial? Like, oh my God, in the thousands of players that have played, these two are 21 and 23.
Because it involves Brett Favre, and people need to have a reason to talk about him for some.
I saw people saying it was ridiculous that Brady was ahead of Elway and Marino. Those people were Rod Woodson and the fat guy, sweaty
Jamie
guy.
Dukes.
Jamie Dukes.
Big guy.
Though they argued, Rod Woodson said flat out, I've seen them all play. There's no way Tom Brady's better than Dan Marino and John Elway. You know, he might be, again, a little bit biased with the Pittsburgh background. But
by the way, Sparky Anderson has passed away.
He did die. That's too bad.
Heard of him.
Yeah. So, Red Sox
Andy.
Fans know him well because he was the manager of that big red machine, right?
That big red machine.
I am very disappointed. I was hoping that was going to be funnier. The big green machine.
Yeah.
The big red car.
Let's see.
No emails on Marcus Dupree.
It's 2 o'clock, by the way.
Ken says, just tell Andy to have his personal calls forwarded to his work phone.
But I would still have to keep two phones, right?
Oh, you're trying to get rid of it completely, not just carry it.
Right. I'm not going to have a phone that sits home for the sole. I pay $45 a month for the sole purpose of forwarding a
call. It makes sense.
Yep. What makes sense is I should be able to take the number to the new phone.
Stripper says, as far as the Marcus Dupree, that his DVD of highlights made it onto the 30 for 30 show.
Oh, Stripper's DVD of highlights?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
What?
Strippers has a DVD of highlights of Marcus Dupree, evidently.
And they used it in the film?
They used
in
it
the
in
film?
The show.
So
wow.
Strippers is more of a
did loser
than
Marcus
I ever
Dupree,
knew.
John?
Yeah. At one point in time, I believe so.
Thanks. Texas guy.
No further questions.
But you believe so, but you're not...
Texas and Oklahoma rivalry.
I vaguely recall the existence of a gentleman who called himself Marcus Dupree.
Right. That's a poster on a ceiling of him. That's no different than strippers knowing it, though. It's the rival of the school. So you ask the guy from the school and their main rival. How about we just ask somebody?
Well, why?
Ask me. Go ahead, Andy. Have you heard of him?
Why do I know who Alonzo Highsmith is?
No, I haven't.
We'll ask Chris Ferrero.
Why would you know the name?
But I hate Miami. I don't care what happens.
You've never
to them.
Heard of Marcus Dupree?
Never heard of him.
But not only that, I got made fun of for having heard of him.
I'm 32.
Okay.
I've heard of the Boz.
That probably would have made me.
And Paul also said something dumb and called him the best running back of the era. And I know Bo Jackson was in that era. No, he wasn't.
Marcus Dupree was in that era.
Thank you.
Yeah, the era is not the question. The best ever is Bo. Thank you.
Well, that's because Bo had a better college career than Marcus Dupree did.
Because he was better.
He stayed healthy.
He was better.
He stayed healthy.
Better.
Marcus Dupree was an accident.
Having never
seen Marcus Dupree run the ball one single time, Bo was better.
I would guarantee that you never saw Bo Jackson run the ball once live in college.
Yeah, ever.
Live?
Ever.
Yes. You've seen highlights because you love the guy. But I'll bet anything
live,
that you never saw him run the ball.
Because I was 5, 6, 7.
Yeah,
there's a chance.
Can't blame him for that.
No, but... He can speak intelligently about one, but not the other.
Right, because I've seen him run. There's no one better than Bo.
Then don't make a comment about Marcus Dupree like that.
Exactly.
Because there's no one better than Bo. Greatest ever.
As long as we're bringing logic to the argument.
Andy wants to go low on Bo.
Oh, I'm pretty sure Andy has gone low on Bo.
That's not appropriate.
All right, John, how you doing?
Excellent,
Fred. You saw quite a game last night.
It was actually a very good game last night.
28-27?
Very, very entertaining. It's too bad it was Rutgers in South Florida, but it was very entertaining. So, and I left, 75 degrees. It was raining there this morning, but it was 75 degrees.
I thought you were going to say you left in the middle of the fourth quarter.
No, I got to finish the game.
Put it on autoplay.
That's another Rutgers check, and then he leaves.
Listen, if you ever kind of patent a way to make that happen, I'd be interested. I'd be a customer.
Phil Rizzuto, I got to beat the traffic.
I don't know Phil Rizzuto.
Well, what you got going on the playbook today?
Billy Madison movie, obviously.
Well, I promise not to pick on Eric like you guys have. So
okay.
That part, we
got rid of your show, right?
It's now called
the
AK-47. Wonderful, marvelous debut.
Critically
you and
acclaimed.
Kevin.
We have a fan club on the internet.
I saw
already.
That. It's fantastic.
It's too strong.
Thank
you
so much. One of the fans is actually on the show.
Oh, I mean the number two.
We're in double digits now.
Okay. Yeah. Fans?
Should we plan on...
Not as much as his head.
Are we going to bring this show back? You guys going to do it again?
It was a one-time thing.
One-time shot?
Yes.
Andy's saying no. I say whenever you're traveling, we do it, but Andy doesn't want any part of it, apparently.
Well, Andy, has other things to do, but if Andy wants to get off this show...
He has to go program his 8 phones. I do have to now. I could actually build up strength so I can carry all the phones they make you carry.
We're going to have to
build up strength. Got to carry.
That's disappointing. One-time shot. Is that what your wife said?
Andy, wow. Bringing wives into it now.
Just wondering.
Mr. Negativity over here with Nitpick Tuesday.
Did you guys nitpick? Did you nitpick?
We picked some nits.
Yeah, did you follow the format and nitpick?
A little bit.
Nits instead.
But we also praise them a little bit since they are the best team in football at 6-1.
As well you should.
Okay.
As well you should.
Everyone believes. Do you believe they're the best team in football right now? Are they atop the John Rook power rankings?
By default.
But they are.
Yeah.
Now, if that wasn't a Perullo-like comment.
Fred does not have them atop
that
his power
That reeked of me.
Fred?
I'm just
you
being
don't?
Objective. No,
Steelers.
Who is? Pittsburgh.
Okay, I could buy that.
That's
so
what
he
I
has
said.
So he has to pick the Steelers next week to win.
Yes,
I might.
You do.
The better team.
I might.
Yes,
yeah.
You do.
He might
at this point.
Unless, of course, something catastrophic happens.
Conditions
now
on the ground.
As of right now, I would pick Pittsburgh.
We've set it up, though, Andy. Now he actually is going to pick Pittsburgh. Actually, we're going to guilt him into it.
And he's going to be right.
I can't disagree with that, especially playing at Pittsburgh this week. I can't disagree with that. But you know what? Hey, it's week 8. God almighty, who cares?
Speaking of
the two best games, two straight weeks, the Patriots can have the best game, right? Pittsburgh, and then we play the Colts, right?
Yeah.
So those are going to be the two best games.
Then we'll be on national TV on Thanksgiving.
It's all Patriots all
the
time.
And then Monday Night Football the following week.
Get that ESPN crawl going with the Patriots tab. That's what
for
I
what?
See.
Who tried to rip off Tom's photo back here?
It just fell.
Eric.
Oh, I was about to say. I thought someone was taking
it. That thing falls like once a
week. All right. Well, I got to get going. John, have a good show.
Yes, sir.
Thanks for everything. AK-47, Kevin, thanks for doing what you do.
And, thanks for doing what you do.
And we'll see you next Tuesday.